Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hi-dee-ho, everyone. My name is Mr. Fruit, and welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast, episode 20.
Woo!
In today's video, aside from a podcast, I'm so used to just saying video. In today's podcast, aside from hitting a new double digit,
that's very fun. Exciting. Almost Michael Jordan episode.
Wouldn't have thought we'd make it here, but we did.
We did.
We also talk about a wide variety of things at the beginning. There's even some poop talk in there.
I literally look at a picture of Mr. Poop. Poop.
We talk about some of the reason audio hasn't been going up, like my vacation, some other stuff like that. Then we go on to the new Star Wars movie. Obviously, a lot of stands in here. So big talk about that. If you don't want to hear that, the spoilers, when that comes up in the podcast, you'll be notified when to skip too. So don't worry about that. And then after that, we talk about games of the decade, because it is coming to a close, as weird as that seems, and some podcast or Patreon questions, all that and more in this episode, so stay tuned. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to, I think we're 7.9 stars right now, because
7.9.
Yeah, problem is, episode 19 hasn't been on audio, even as of the time we're recording this. And people keep, like, yo, where is it? Even though we've explained it.
Yeah, even though, like, I tweeted
where
it
is it?
Follow me on Twitter.
I think I retweeted you, too.
Oh, there we go.
So, anyway, sorry about that. This audio is probably also delayed just because our management group is...
on holidays.
Yeah, I believe they're still on holiday until the new year.
I believe so.
So, we're not sure, audio listeners, when you're going to get this. Our apologies. I'll get into...
Video, though. You're here.
I'll get into why that is. Actually, I guess I'll just get into that right now, because we'll get sidetracked.
Yeah.
For those that didn't know, I went on vacation. Well, we talked about it in one of the podcasts,
Mexico.
I think. Yeah, went to Mexico, Cancun, more specifically. But because of that.
Yeah, I've been to Mexico.
Wait, have you?
No, I was just making a joke because you're I went
Cancun's
to
not really Mexico.
Cancun.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I mean, that's why I have to explain it. Yeah. I wasn't like slumming it out or something. Or like, I mean, I was at a resort. So. That's really the only place I ever want to go in Mexico, I'll be honest.
Any alcohol?
Everyone else did. It is all included.
I know, that's why I said, like, not even a sip. Nope. Like, babe, try this.
Absolutely not.
Oh, wow.
No. I did try the virgin pina coladas, because that's something I like, and it's all inclusive or whatever, so I was like, great. Except sucks, because the problem is, it's all included, so they just stock up on garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So then you try and make a mix. And without alcohol is garbage. They it's try trash. And mask it.
Yeah, with the alcohol.
With the alcohol. And it's still trash.
Yeah.
But then take it away and it's extra trash.
But then you get trashed with it, which is tight, though. That's the main reason why you do it.
I took like two sips. I was like,
oh, see,
water.
See, because then before you know it, when you're trashed, it just goes down quicker. You're like, yeah, it tastes terrible. But by the time you're in your sixth or seventh shot, you're like, it tastes all right.
I had to drink bottled water, though, because tap water isn't very safe there.
Yeah, why would you drink the tap water there?
Well, we were in the bathroom one night, and I was brushing my teeth. And I go to, like, rinse my toothbrush in, like, my mouth or something, or under the water, and I go to put it in my mouth real quick. And like touch real quick, and Claire just like straight to like slaps the thing out. She's like, "Rinse your mouth right now!" Like she gets a bottle of water. She's like, wah, wah, wah. That was a close call.
You almost died.
I know.
You had to hear Rhea up the ass, bro.
Oh yeah, no thank you. I had to watch out for that last time. Well, so evidently, like it's not terrible for you. It's just that they have a lot of foreign stuff in the water that we're not used to. So for them, it's fine to drink. But for like Americans who have more filtered tap water and stuff, we're not used to any of that.
Mm-hmm. So you don't exactly have the strongest immune system either from.
Yeah.
That is kind of true.
Yeah.
That's true. So I think you've been sick on your own more than me and Rob combined these past several years.
Probably.
I mean, I'm sick now, so.
Yeah.
I'm gross.
Karma.
Oh, yeah.
And dude, like I just said karma, like you just said. I think I had karma when I was making fun of you for being one, sick, and then two, wearing your sports bra. Because now I have like a knot like perfectly in that same spot that you do. And it's awful. And I'm just waiting for one point. Sports I'm just playing CS or something. And all of a sudden it's and I can't move.
It's essentially what they like out of nowhere. Someone just stabs you.
Yeah, with like an ice pick.
Well, I don't wish that upon you. I hope you don't.
Thank you.
Yeah. So anyway, because of this week trip I was taking with Mexico with Milady's family, I had to prepare a whole bunch of content beforehand. So we recorded episode 18 and 19 on the same day, actually the day before I left. So I had to, among other things, other videos, had to get those ready. You edited one of them. We got the audio rendered out and I sent it to them in an email, but like that was it.
Yeah.
Once I'm gone, I wasn't going to have access to anything. Right.
You had your laptop.
I did, but I didn't have
any.
Yeah,
didn't
like,
have like any of the like,
files or anything like that. Yeah, and so I rendered it out. Though I was like, "Great, got it to him. Should be good to go." Evidently not. They send me immediately that like episode 18's audio was messed up or something, and I was able to fix that.
It only had gone to like 8 minutes and, for some reason, and then like cut off at 8 minutes.
And the only reason I had that was I think I emailed something, so I had that file, and I was like, "Okay, cool." And then I didn't hear about 19, but apparently 19 was messed up.
Wait, well, like wouldn't upload or something. I think it was more so their program than the file you sent. I don't know.
Because I could have sworn I rendered that fine. But I don't know. So I was like, well.
Well, it sounded fine when like I listened to it like on the file that you had originally sent. Right. So it must have just been something on their like uploading side.
So we tried. We didn't. It's not like we forgot about you audio listeners.
That's
we
all
love
we only
you
went
all.
Down 0.1. Not a full star, just 0.1 star.
It wasn't like we didn't mean to. It's just an a sad side effect.
Hey, but give yourself credit. You got like what, 26 videos? And then you're like, I'm editing all night tonight. I was like, you're not going to get any of those done. And you did.
We recorded those two podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Got done probably 7 p.m. that night. And I had a flight next morning, 7 a.m. And I still had 8 videos to record and 17 to edit, which is...
I told him there's no way.
Yeah, it's like probably not humanly possible. Well, hold my virgin pina colada, because literally that from the moment we stopped the podcast, I started recording. And then from there until literally 6 a.m. when Claire wakes up, I'm like, we got to go. Just working nonstop.
Yeah. See, just the problem is, I knew he would do all of them, which is why beforehand, I literally said, it's okay if you don't have a video or two during the weeks that you're gone. Just tell like, them that. Twitching.
I told Blue, I was like, yeah, no, I'll get the bed and stuff.
I'm literally over here like, bro, like, you at least try to get like 3 or 4 hours of sleep. And he's just like, yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah. I knew he wasn't going to, but I was trying to be a good parent here, okay?
I know. Well, and that's the thing. It's like, I'm not proud I did it, and you shouldn't aspire to do that, but I'm proud of myself that I somehow completed it.
Well, I got like a text from you at like 6:20 in the morning like that, and this is how I knew you were hyped. You're like, I got a fucking 112. I did it. I did all the videos. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
He said the F word.
I did. It was in text.
Yeah, it was in text, not verbally, and I was like, whoa. Yeah. I was like, he's hyped. I was that's sick.
after coming off like a 24-hour work binge.
And then you just ready to die.
Oh, yeah. And then I run into a fan at the airport. I still haven't slept. Get on the air. We're like waiting for the plane to board. And I'd gotten McDonald's because I hadn't eaten anything either. And so I just need something in my stomach. Yeah. And the only thing open was McDonald's for breakfast, which does not settle well, by the way. Mm-hmm. Never does, but I didn't have a choice.
Never before a flight for me.
And so I got like my sausage, egg, McGriddle, and whatever. And I'm just sitting there like that zombie
choking
mode.
It down.
Like everything's a daze. I don't know what I'm doing. Just taking bites. And then I just, someone comes up, I'm like, yo, you miss your fruit? I'm like, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. He's like, can I get a picture? I was like, sure. Do you mind if I eat my breakfast? He's like, yeah, whatever, dude.
Yeah.
So I didn't even put my breakfast down. We took a picture real quick.
Yeah. And the picture, you're like,
yeah. And I was like, sick, dude. And I just sat back down. I just,
did
like,
you tell
I couldn't
him, like,
do
look,
it.
Man, like, I've been alive for 26 hours now.
Like, I think he was cool. He's like, all right, thanks. And so he I was like, oh, thank God.
Oh, were like, you guys like on the same flight, or he just like happened?
He was, just saw me walking, oh, okay. I guess, because I had cool. the new hoodie.
Oh.
So he's like, oh, I saw the merch. And he's like, got to be you. He couldn't recognize me otherwise because I looked terrible. I felt terrible. I didn't even get the shower. That was the biggest thing to me.
Ew.
I didn't get a shower. Ugh,
is that the gross, first thing you did when you got into the hotel room was shower? Mm-hmm.
And I felt so much better.
Yeah.
But that 5-hour flight, I just,
I was gonna say, I'm did out. You sleep?
Mm-hmm.
I can't sleep on a plane unless like I'm able like to like if I'm window and I can lean on the window seat.
I was window.
Oh, okay, see, that's the only way. I don't like those. What are those pillow neck?
That's
pillow
actually what
things?
I did use.
Really, I think those don't work at all. Like,
the problem is unless if I'm not next to somebody I know, which I wasn't, it's nice because it'll stop me from like falling on them or something, and then creating that whole thing, that awkward scenario.
Yeah.
So that, and then on top of that, I took a muscle relaxer because my back was still jacked up, and that made me exhausted. So for the next like day and a half, I can barely remember it. Between like, because your body takes somewhere between, like if you go all nighter, your body takes like 2 days for it to like fully
recover.
So do that on top of muscle relaxants, bro, and I'm just
out.
I'm out of it. Like even if I was sitting there, I was like, everyone's like, is he okay? I'm like, couldn't even talk to myself. Corey's like, he's a little out of it right now.
You know? Oh, don't mind him. He's okay, I promise.
But yeah, so I did that insane amount of work. Tried to get the podcast. Like those two, it was like 5:55 a.m. I'm like emailing them, like making, I'm like, I couldn't even come up with the titles.
Well,
that time,
I think I had to like make the description.
I was like, I don't have time to make titles, descriptions. Hopefully someone else does that. And I was like, oh, we did it. And then, of course, they're like, oh, it's messed up. I was like,
yeah, both of them happened to be messed up. I was like,
something had to go wrong.
Yeah.
So long story short, sorry this audio is delayed. But when they do go up, you'll probably have 2 or 3 new episodes
that's
to listen
sweet.
To.
Yay. Yeah, that's awesome. It's like Netflix, but for podcasts.
Yeah. Unlike what they might start doing with like The Mandalorian, I'm still convinced they're going to start with their bigger shows. They're going to do weekly releases.
What do you mean? Oh, so you think like Netflix will stop the whole kind of let you binge thing?
Especially like with The Witcher. People have been bringing stuff up like that. Like with The Mandalorian for the past 8 weeks, like a slower burn.
Yeah.
Oh,
people have been making memes.
Social media especially. Like you have 8 weeks of your show just being the show on Twitter, which is huge.
Because instead of Baby Yoda being like a 2-day thing right after the show.
Yeah.
It's week after week after week.
Yeah.
And so like that perpetuates itself. Gets the hype going, and so it's talked about for a longer time rather than like Witcher, where you have the initial few days, and then everyone else kind of catches up, but it's not like everyone together at the same time. So I would be sad if it happens like that, just because, you know,
it's
I like
awesome to
like
to binge.
Yeah, if I can sit down, like I can get through this right now. But on the other hand, I will understand if they do that. But we're gonna be getting to all that stuff later because we got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about in this week's podcast. We probably won't get to everything either because it's been like 2.5 weeks since we've sat down and talked.
I missed you guys.
I missed you too.
It's been a long time.
I missed you. Understand.
when we were like recording Jackbox last night, I was like, yay. I was like, it's back.
We're back. What? How are your holidays, Blue?
They're actually pretty good.
Yeah?
Oh, that's good.
Ate food. I got Boomy a cool new little jacket. It was pretty cool.
Oh, no way.
He's adorable.
Honestly, my life is at its best when I treat my puppy, which could be considered depressing, but no, I consider it when.
It's love.
Giving is the best gift.
Yeah, it's true.
Did you get a favorite gift from this
I did
Christmas?
Get a favorite gift.
Oh.
I got an Apple iWatch.
Ooh. No way.
No meme.
That's so tight.
I'm wearing it right now.
Us too.
Yo, Steve.
Hey, Apple. Whoa. Are you guys listening?
Hey, next sponsor?
I don't think it's as new as you guys. It's the Series 2, so.
Nice. I mean, it's an Apple Watch.
As
it's
far
sick.
As, I don't really know the differences.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Do you like it, Blue?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Honestly, though, the most use I've got out of it is remember to hydrate, remember to stand up. And hey. I kind of already do that. And I kind of already did that because I'm super paranoid about like blood clots.
Yeah.
So it hasn't really changed my quality of life. But I will say when it's dark at night and I have a little mini flashlight, it is very useful. So yeah, I'm very happy with it.
Yeah, I really like this thing. I always thought it was like stupid because like the way I interpreted the Apple Watch, I was just like, it's something you text on. But like I'd never send one text on this thing. And I also like when you get like a text from something, it's a lot less rude to like go like this and like check what the text is than like pulling out your phone and look. Oh. He's checking his
How
steps.
How boomer of him. It's incredible.
Yeah.
With the double cheese.
Come on, man.
It's a great.
I actually take a lot of calls on my watch, to be honest.
Oh, like really? Kim Possible?
Yeah, no, it actually feels super sick. But
yeah,
like,
it is really cool.
Well, especially like if I'm on my computer or something, and because I usually don't keep my phone on my desk. Uh-huh. I keep it on my bed. And with the.
That explains a lot.
No meme with the watch, I'll just answer my calls on my watch. Even when I don't go out often, right? But the one time I did, like, it just take the call on the watch. Wow. Easy.
I haven't done that yet, actually. The only time I've done it is when I'm at the gym and I have Bluetooth headsets on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I just.
They're connected, like, boop. Yeah.
Yeah. But a resounding review from Blue, just like this resounding review for the podcast.
You've been practicing.
Hey,
you've been practicing.
I have. I didn't do nothing in Mexico.
But practice, yeah, you're...
Actually, I did absolutely nothing, and it was great.
I mean, that's what you're supposed to do, right?
8 stars. That's the title, the review.
Oh.
From RoboShock.
Unfortunately, we're 7.9 now.
Well, he's bumping it. We're 7.91 now.
Oh, nice. We needed this.
This is the one and only podcast that truly deserves all 8 stars. I'm giving it.
7.9.
That's
short, simple, to the point.
That's all we needed.
Yeah.
That really brings us back.
I mean, can Joe Rogan say he's an 8-star rated podcast?
He can't.
No.
He can say he's been going for what?
He could probably
years?
Say he's Whoop-de-doo. Actually 8-star.
Whoop-de-doo, Joe. 10 years? Here. Dude, try being 8.
Let me blow your mind real quick. It's estimated on average he makes about $100,000 an episode.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Of course I know that.
And that's just the audio because he takes out the ads for YouTube.
I didn't even. Oh, well, yeah. Okay. I have ad blocker.
Okay,
on, so
that's
I'm a bad guy.
Well,
sorry, Joe.
Well, I meant more like his ad. I don't know if he has.
That's what I'm saying. Does
ads
he have like,
on the video? Because I have YouTube Red or Premium,
okay.
Whatever it's called.
I'm sure
now.
He probably does. Hold on,
but he doesn't do his like reads, which is where he gets most of his money. He like, only does audio, and he still makes that. Which I mean, again, he's the biggest podcast. Like,
well, yeah,
kind of. But like, then you think about it, he pumps out like 8 a week.
Yeah.
Boom.
Nuts. Did you have a favorite gift for Christmas?
I only really got one gift.
Oh.
Yeah.
What gift was that?
We did the white elephant thing with my family. Or not white elephant. I don't know why I always confuse it. The Secret Santa.
Oh, okay.
And
oh, who did you have?
I had my brother Dylan.
Okay.
I got him.
An ice machine.
I got him a squatty potty because he went to my house a couple days before that and had never seen it before and took a poop. And it comes out like 4 out of 5.
I think I said that too. When I
yeah, it's like
it.
4 out of 5 like would poop again with that.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh. Ah. So that was like a little side gift I got him because we have we're supposed to have like a limit too on how much we spend.
Yeah.
And then I got him this thing. I can't really explain it to you because I don't drink.
Okay.
But I looked into it and it had good reviews and people said they liked it. So essentially it's like a your own drafter kind of thing.
Like a pour thing? Like
yeah. So you put in your can or your bottle or whatever. And then it'll filter and pour it so it's like a perfect pour every time.
Oh.
And it comes out with like the foam perfectly or whatever and like adds carbonation and stuff, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Everyone was like, I swear by it. And I was like, and he likes beer. So hopefully he likes it. And he sent me a picture and he's like, yeah, it works well. So hopefully he enjoyed that. But then the person that had me was my other brother, Ethan. And he got me, unfortunately, some Reese's and
Sour
Patch Watermelon. And I say unfortunate because I was like, I don't need to
eat
these,
much?
But
like,
I'm good.
Like a lot? Or just like a can, or like a one of them?
No, like the Reese's were like, there's probably like 20 full size Reese's. Like,
oh my God.
I'm already through them all.
You threw those in the freezer.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't see them on the desk.
Yeah, as soon as I got them, I threw them in the freezer. And
you indulged.
Watching Witcher.
Oh, yeah. The problem is, like, you eat one, you're like, all right. But like, I can't.
That was so good.
You can't not eat one, man. Yeah. Oh,
it's like hot Cheetos. That's how I feel about hot Cheetos. If I have like one hot Cheeto, I have to eat the whole
thing. Dude, especially if they're full size Reese's.
Oh my God. So good. Seriously.
Yeah. Well, that's how I feel about like the little Reese's bites. Like when I just have one of those, I'm like, there's a little taste. I was like, I need six more.
Well, I used to do that because like I have a sweet tooth. And so like normally when I'm eating well, I still have like some sort of sweet I can eat here and there throughout the day to like help. So I got like mini Reese's or whatever. Reese's minis, whatever they're called. Miniatures. And got them. And recently, though, they're just terrible. Like, it's literally Gamba. You open up the bag and you'll immediately tell from the first one if it's a good or a bad batch.
Really?
I don't. It's
what
like,
is it bad about it? Like, it just tastes spoiled or?
Like, it would be. It tastes like if it was part of a Halloween candy. You know that?
Yeah, like the generic. Like,
yeah, and yeah. Like it crumbles weird and stuff. I was like, how did this even.
How did this get through?
Yeah, and
how
so like that.
How did this get past fucking HR? What's
yeah,
wrong?
Yeah, and it doesn't even taste like a Reese's, and so then that whole thing's ruined. I've kind of given up on those, but the full size, oh, you can never go wrong. But they're dangerous.
So that's what he got you? Just a bunch of Reese's and
well, he got those
so
in the Sour Patch
Fruit Summit, huh? That's what you expect, the full size
Reese's competition. Yeah. Who can eat the most Reese's cups?
Just
oh my God, Bless easy. That I was scared of that man.
Really? You think Bless would eat the most?
I mean, I can eat, but oh my God. And Fruit Summit, bro, Bless was like fucking double fisting those things.
I bet
Oh, yeah, the Reese's Minis. He's like, bro, I'm sorry. I ate like half of your bag. And it's like a giant bag. I'm like, it's cool, Bless. I can get some more, but he's just like.
Yeah, I love Bless, dude. He and me and Shark are like, what are you eating? And he's like,
No. He's like, fruit. I'm sorry, bro. Like, someone showed me the Reese's.
He's way too good.
I was like, I don't care.
I think I could eat 50 Mikasa Reese's Cups.
50?
Like, I bet I could eat 50.
Jeez.
You think you could get higher or lower than 50?
Easy 50.
50.
Easy 50. Could you go 70 then?
50 right now
okay, never mind.
Sounds doable. But
yeah. Like, if you lay out 50.
Are we talking minis or full size?
Full size. Like, full size Reese's Cups.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I think I could do 50. I'm going to, like, be super sick and have acid reflux up the ass, but I could do it.
Just to put in perspective, that would be over 5,000 calories of just Reese's.
I could probably cap out at 10 before the guilt overtook me and I stopped.
Yeah. I feel like I would get to a point where I'm like, just self did like loathing. I'd be like, bro,
exactly.
Come on,
Fruit Summit. We're gonna do a video. I'm gonna eat 50 Reese's cups.
Please okay. don't
I'm gonna try.
I don't know if I'm gonna try it, but that's actually literally a lot.
You should probably afterwards. Not. You actually have to sign a waiver when you come to Fruit Summit.
Yeah, I'm getting waivers.
I'm getting waivers this year
after that hot wing video.
That was waivers. All Bless was saying. They like, I can't believe you didn't have waivers for this, man. Yeah, I'm like, gonna sue you.
Yeah, I was like, what are you gonna do, Bless?
I was like, Bless, it was your choice.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah, Bless is just going. I can't believe you didn't have waivers for this, man. Like,
you messed up, dude. As he's like sitting there, letting the steam shower like
maybe
not kill him.
Maybe not at Fruit Summit. I'll do that. Maybe at PAX South, we'll make a quick little video, and I'll try and eat 50 Reese's.
What the fuck?
That's still, whatever. Why? You don't eat, I'll put them in the freezer.
It's
myself.
Gonna be it's kind of gonna be hard though in Texas, if you know what I mean. If I'm gonna be trying to eat 50 Reese's, I'm gonna be kind of hindered and hate.
Yeah, if I'm gonna die somewhere, I'd rather die in Texas. Am I right, boys? That's basically what you're telling us.
Hey, well, down in Texas, you can probably get a 50 pack.
That's the kid no pack. Doubt. That's
yeah. That's the
bite
kids.
Size.
Like you don't want to get like a medium or a large.
You don't want the super size.
How do we? Oh, gifts. Okay. And then the other thing, like the gift he got me was a Patagonia bomber jacket.
Oh,
it's actually really cool.
I love Patagonia.
And I've never had a bomber jacket. Really? So, yeah, it's really nice. Wore it today to the gym because it was cold.
Yeah. Very cool.
Fits really well. Yeah. I was happy with it.
Nice.
Yeah. What about you, Rob? Any gifts?
Nothing to like write home about. My mom got me, I mean, she didn't get me it, but she like basically gave me cash to be like, go get like what you want with it. So tomorrow I have that cupping massage where they just like put like hot cups on your back or something and suck your blood. Yeah, I don't really get it, but
you like bruised for a while.
Too. I guess it like just pulls your muscles up and lets the blood like flow underneath your muscles. And like I said earlier, like I have that same kind of back issue as you do. So I'm just trying to figure out any kind of way to get rid of it, because right now it like feels like somebody's like stabbing me. But that's pretty much. And I got a Denver Nuggets jersey, which was cool. But I got that like when I went to the Lakers game with my dad. He's like, "This will be your Christmas gift." And I was like,
"Sure,
all right, fine, like sure."
Well, the thing though, I think we kind of talked about it before, but like I don't care so much about the gift. It's just that as long as it's not like money.
Yeah.
Me,
oh, really?
As long as someone thought about like this is a gift for this person, that means more to me than whatever it is.
Yeah.
Someone like actively putting forth like, oh, they probably would like this, or I think they would like this. Like,
yeah.
That's all I care about. Yeah.
Give me cash and then let me go get something nice.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm stoked.
Instead of getting
massage.
Something you don't know the like, yeah. you're spending on something I know you'll like.
Well, I think I saw a tweet and it was like, I hate just giving out money as like because I feel like it's unpersonable. And he made like a little Hot Wheels thing. It said like $50 cash and it had like a 50 in there. And then he made like a little Funko thing and it was like the $50 bill. And he put like a $50 bill in like a Funko thing. It was really funny.
Oh, that's pretty funny. A little way to spice it up.
Exactly.
Well, we got a lot of stuff today to spice up this podcast. I don't even know where to begin.
Neither do I.
Really.
I mean, I do know where to begin because I'd like to talk about it.
Oh, I would absolutely love to talk about it first, too.
Okay, so...
Rob just dabbed while he coughed.
No.
Never do that.
Hey, man. I'm a stand... Okay, look at... Hey, camera.
Wait a minute.
Cut to me, camera.
Weren't you the guy who made fun of us for dabbing at Summit?
No, okay, stop. I didn't dab.
Shark
I coughed
has a problem.
In my shoulder.
Okay, but Shark it wasn't like a... It was like a...
I'm coughing.
You, yeah, like that. Yeah. See, that is a full on.
That is not a dab.
Cough dab. That's a full on. You actually just dabbed.
Now I just actually dabbed. You just made me do
unironically.
That. But I'm a stand. You cough in your shoulder, like right or your elbow.
Well, see, I do. I do this.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't need to like.
I'm not like I that. I didn't go like that. I went like this. You're making me sound like I'm dabbing while I'm coughing.
Whatever. We'll have Blue do it. He's a dab aficionado, especially after the Summit.
All right.
Yeah, no, I'm self-conscious about it now, so I don't do that anymore.
I hate it.
I couldn't help myself.
Like at TwitchCon, I'd be like, yo, what up, Shark?
Yeah, Shark just...
Is that good, bad? Like, what is that?
You don't know?
Okay.
You know how to read dabs?
I wasn't that bad at dabbing, though. What I would
no,
do
Shark
is
was the worst.
Was what I would start doing is that stupid... I saw a peace sign that blasted.
Oh, yeah.
And then even by the end of Summit, Rob was like, stop fucking doing that.
Yeah, I was like, you guys aren't even doing it ironically. You guys are doing it because you enjoy dabbing. Like, I was like, you guys like it.
Okay, well, you were about to say something before you cough dabbed.
We are going to talk about Star Wars after this ad read.
It's a good one.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool. And I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit. by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try fume.com/GG.
Welcome back to the 8-star rated podcast.
Oh, we're back already.
And before we talk about Star Wars, I took a picture of my poop yesterday.
What the fuck?
Are you going to show me it or something, you freak?
No. I had it prepared in case I had to go to the doctors.
Well, I remember when we were doing the podcast, you had like a sticky note written on there that said, check poop while in Mexico or something like that. It was like, check poop while in Mexico.
Oh, no, that was check for pups while in Mexico.
Oh, I thought it was poops.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, it looked like you did.
I did yesterday because I went first thing in the morning and went to flush. I was like, sweet Jesus, I thought I murdered somebody. And not because like diarrhea, just dark red water.
Oh.
I was like, oh my God. Ooh. At first I thought I peed blood. And that's like my biggest fear. I don't know why, but like peeing blood, peeing dude, kill blood. Me now.
Really? Yeah. Like,
so I was like,
oh my, absolutely.
I checked myself. I'm like, okay, I didn't pee blood. So I pooped, which every now and then I've had a little bit of blood when you poop. And it's called an anal fissure. Essentially, the poop's a little big. That's it. Your butthole has a little hard time getting out. Has that never happened to you?
No, I've never bled out.
Blue, have you ever had like a little bit of...
I've puked blood, though.
That's terrifying.
I know.
That's terrifying. Oh, scary. My God. No, yeah. Absolutely.
I would also.
I've digested something that was a little too much for my butthole.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, so I'm glad Blue has. Otherwise, I'd be a weird guy.
I think 99% of people have had that situation.
I'm not talking like...
1%.
I'm not talking like... Like,
I get it. Yes, it's not like you're fucking. Oh God,
there's so
yes.
much blood, yeah. But like yes. there's a little bit of a. Oh yeah.
Yes, but that's what it was yesterday. Hard. I was like, oh my God. I was like, this is way more than I've ever had. I was like, this is a little sus. But I was like, okay, maybe. And it wasn't that hard of a poop. You know what I'm saying? The stool wasn't that hard to get out. I was like, all right, whatever. But then they pooped again later in the day, and it was full of like blood and congealed stuff. And I was like, okay, well this can be serious because then it's in the stool. I was like,
yeah.
Okay, well, maybe it's just some blood that was from before. I bled a lot, honestly. Yeah, I was like, maybe I'm dying or like have hemorrhoids or something.
Yeah.
So, had a passing this morning, though, and I can say we're all good.
Okay, I'm glad you're okay.
You didn't get that checked out or anything, though? Like,
No, well, that's why, because I'm pretty sure that was just residual from the omega, I guess. The anal fissure is the medical term for it.
Did you feel like you had a cut in your butt?
No. That's the thing. It was probably like a normal poop, and then I go to flush. I'm like, oh my God.
Because I mean, it's understandable if like you could legit feel a cut in your ass, and you're like, oh, I mean, yeah, there's blood, obviously. But that, like, if legit, like you didn't feel anything, then that's like,
dude, I thought I took some dumps. Apparently not. Like if you guys are like literally ripping like. Your ass and stuff like that, like no chance. I can compete with poops with you guys.
You have a very lucky butthole. Right?
Like, well, the only times I've like butthole. Ever seen red in my poops is like I said earlier, when I eat a whole bag of hot Cheetos, like, and that is like probably
neon red.
Oh, it's awful. Like, it's probably one of the worst times ever.
I guess maybe I'm lucky in that way because I've never had my poop change color based on what I've eaten.
Yeah, I've never really had that either.
I've never really had colorful poops.
I have had very green poops though, like green. You know what I mean? And I don't know usually, why.
It's usually indicative. Well, I forget.
Like as green as that, like Mr. Fruit banner over there. Like I'm talking like green.
It means something.
Yeah, like I looked it up, but I just forget.
Something about iron or like you're low on something.
Low on ass.
Oh. It's I remember this from health class. If your poop goes too fast through your intestines, then it comes out green.
Oh, so I guess I just eat like shit.
You're not digesting it enough or something. Yeah, your body's like, Jesus, enough, bro.
It's just like Taco Bell. It's like,
yeah, it's like, just let's get this over with.
Well, you know, like if I'm eating like Taco Bell or like Burger King or McDonald's, whatever, the staples of my meals.
Of course.
the
Holy Trinity.
Like I'll be like halfway through it. And if my stomach goes, and like I already have to go to the bathroom, like, damn it. That was bad. Not a
you
good
know
time.
What I... You know what? I didn't. Okay, this is obvious. I hate being so on the topic of poop. For my most of my life, I thought digestion was fairly quick. And it wasn't until I think it was like a year or two ago where I realized. So I think it was someone told me it. I was like, oh my God, like I have to shit so bad right after I eat. Like it goes right through me. And they're like, you know, you don't digest your food till like 12 or 24 hours till after you ingest it, right? And I was like, wait, what?
You're wait. Telling me it just doesn't go right through me?
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I thought it did go right through me.
It does for me sometimes, bro. I'm telling you. Like, because I will not eat for 20 hours. And then
I thought that was the food you just ate, but it's just that food
sometimes
causing a reaction, making you get a bowel movement to push out what you ate the day before.
That you're wrong.
No,
it just goes right through. You're right. You are right. The person who told you that is wrong. You are right, and we are right. It like I will eat and halfway I'll get through halfway through my Whopper. Just,
it's the same Whopper. Whopper just went through you.
Yeah, exactly. It's the exact same Whopper. Just
eat something else.
Probably eat like
eat know, something good for your
or
body.
Rice, or, I don't know something.
It's like isn't processed. I think that's your body. Like, bro, again, come on, well, give me like, some sustenance.
Bro. Been making great strides. Like I've been going to the gym a lot, but I still just eat like trash.
That's what you got to work on next? That's the thing.
There's no chance.
Your body's struggling.
I just put like it's like a car. Like I just put like just
not oh the cheapest oil stuff.
In it.
Yeah,
just the cheapest crap.
Yeah, whatever I can throw in this thing.
Bad. All right, let's talk about Star Wars.
Yep, sorry about that.
Let's get the poop out of the. I mean,
speaking of poop,
let's
you talk about Star Wars.
It's because you went into the bathroom, and for a second, it's like, oh my god, he's gonna see the murder scene, but it's like, oh no, I flushed.
Yeah, well, like a well, normal person.
Well, yeah, but like sometimes you got residual.
Is it still on your phone?
Yeah.
Can I see it?
You want to see it?
Yeah.
All right.
I do.
This one isn't like the. I didn't take the murder scene. This is the one after when it had like blood in the poop. And I was like, it's hard to see here, but you can see all the dark spots in here. Like, it was full on red.
All right. Anyway,
you made a mistake.
Why'd you ask?
Because I...
Oh, my God.
I was, like, genuinely curious, and now I'm not anymore.
You didn't even get a good look.
No, I got a good look.
There's just half of it's, like, literally, like, black from blood.
It looked like a bratwurst.
A burnt bratwurst.
Oh my god. Yeah, like a charred bratwurst. Like if someone cooked a good bratwurst. Oh my god. All right, let's talk about Star Wars.
Speaking of charred bratwurst.
Star Wars.
Rise of the Skywalker.
I'll let you lead, Rob.
All right.
Greetings, audio listeners. This is your warning that if you want to avoid Star Wars spoilers, please skip to the hour 23-minute and 28-second time marker. Again, that's 1 hour, 24 minutes, more or less. And you're like, wow, that's a lot of time. Yeah. Rob has a lot to get off his chest. So, if you want to listen to that, go ahead. If you want to skip, final warning, go to 1 hour and 24 minutes. Love you.
It's not like I
should we, the spoilers?
Speaking of which, spoilers.
Yes.
For anyone who hasn't watched
I will
it.
Put, I will call Mr. Fruit from editing and he will put a nice backdrop of where we are when it's over.
And audio listeners, I should put in an audio thing as long as I remember.
Okay. I will.
So they'll know.
Okay. So here we go. I fucking hated it. But I didn't walk in there going like, I'm going to hate this movie. Because I was like, okay, J.J. Abrams was back. Like, I'm in. I love Star Wars. This universe is so awesome. I think it's so cool.
And just watch The Mandalorian.
I know. But like, but I'm not watching The Mandalorian because I'm a Netflix hoe. And I just want to like just binge it all in one day. Because like,
well, now it's
I
all
can.
Out.
Yeah, so now I can. So like, where do I even like start? Okay.
It's like you're breaking up with me or something.
It really is. Like, I'm really having a hard time with my Star Wars fandom. Because I love 4, 5, 6, and 7. 3's okay. But it just has left this sour... I just can't believe that you can clearly see now when they started this trilogy, they didn't know where it was going to go. They didn't have a beginning and they didn't have... I mean, they may have had a beginning, but they didn't have an end.
And so the beginning was so good too.
Pepper yeah, and it was so awesome, and it set everything up. But hey, it's playing it too safe. Like, what? Shut up.
Or honestly, it might be a case of like Game of Thrones, where they knew the ending, they just had no idea how they were getting there.
I hope
they
didn't
made
think
it up
that
as they
was
went.
The ending.
I don't know.
All right, my whole problem with that movie is it tells you the whole time to never run away from who you really are. Like, stay true to yourself. Don't be afraid of like the truth of like your lineage. That, and then. At the end of the movie, Rey, who is a Palpatine, and they're like, what's your name? And she's like, Ray. And then I was like, I swear to God, if this old lady is about to ask her,
holy fuck,
if this old lady is about to ask her, Ray, what? I'm gonna fucking lose it. 2 seconds later, Ray, what? I'm like, oh my God. And then I'm like, please say Palpatine. Because she says Palpatine, I was like, wow, that's really cool.
She can rewrite history.
She's like, exactly. She's like accepting who she is. She's accepting like her real family. She's accepting who she is. Because Kylo in that movie was like, you've always kind of known who you are. Like, why do you pretend? So like, she obviously kind of like knew who she was. And then she looks at Leia and Luke, and Leia and Luke are like, and she's like, yeah, she's like, they're like, what up? Like, what up? And she's like, Skywalker. Like, you're not a Skywalker. You're not, no matter how hard you, no matter how hard you try, you'll never be a Skywalker. Okay. That was like my big problem with the movie, that it's like, be who you are. Like, don't be afraid. Like, become like who you're supposed to be. And then she literally like runs away from that and like literally stops the Palpatine name, and then is a Skywalker now because she's the only Skywalker. Well, guess what? You're not a Skywalker, Rey. Another issue I had with that movie is I've never felt like, yes, I get it. It's a people who like the movie and defend it go like, what are you expecting? It's people in Star Wars space and they're fighting and stuff like that. But like, I feel like I never had to buy into Star Wars as much as I had to buy into this one. Like, it's
I had to like fight to suspend my disbelief. Yeah, like, really fight.
Me too. And it was like a wacky space adventure, like more so than it has ever been, like a treasure seeking thing. And then like Rey has like the dagger and then like pulls out the thing and it's like, oh, it's right there. And I was like, oh my God, what is this? The Goonies? Like, what the hell am I watching?
That's a good movie.
It's a good movie. Like, I love the Goonies, but I'm not watching the Goonies. And then another problem I had with it. So the whole premise is like, they want to find where Palpatine's world is, and that's what Luke was trying to do.
The Sith's homeworld.
Yeah, the Sith's homeworld. And that's like what Luke was trying to do. And then Luke was like looking for this thing for like 4 or 5 years and then gave up because he hit this like roadblock and didn't know where to go. And during that like scene, they like land on that planet, and then they're like running away from stormtroopers. They blow up, and then they land in quicksand, and then they go and they're like, oh, we just stumbled upon where we're supposed to go. Like, that is so dumb. You're telling me Luke Skywalker, who's been looking at this for 4 or 5 years, the ship is like 5 feet that way. You don't think Luke was like, maybe it's like into like the quicksand or something. Like, I can see that it's like underneath there. Like, I can like check or feel like the power of the snake or something. I don't fucking know. Just something that like doesn't like, I'm sorry. Something that like doesn't like involve you just like tripping over the dagger, essentially going like, there it is. Like, wow. So all that stupid stuff we were doing on this planet was for absolutely nothing because we just ended up tripping on it. Yay. Dumb. Another problem I had with that movie, the first scene, it's some like rebel people giving a message from a spy that's within like the First Order. This is the whole thing and how it starts. Oh my God. This is how
it is so telegraphed.
This is how the movie starts, is like, this spy is like saying, yo, Palpatine is back. Like, you guys need to watch out. And you find out later the spy is what? Hux or whatever his name is? Find out it's Hux. Whoa, shocker. Hux actually has, like, a little bit of story now. Woo. And then he's like, why did you do this? It's like, it's not because he believes in the Resistance. It's not because he, like, hates Palpatine or anything like that. It's because he's like, I just want Kylo Ren to lose. Like, that's literally the whole way this movie starts, because some fucking guy named Hux has some little vendetta against Kylo Ren because Kylo Ren is mean to him. He's a meanie, so I want him to lose. And that's literally how the whole movie starts. If that, like, if General Hux doesn't say that Palpatine's back, the rebels don't know anything. Like, it doesn't make any sense, and it's stupid. What else did I hate?
Go on, son.
Just let it go, Rob. Let it go.
What else did I
hate? Keep going.
Pent up.
I just hate how they did Snoke.
He's going.
Like, Snoke is like, I wish it was something different. And then like when they're showing like where the Emperor is, why is there another Snoke in a tank? Like, why do they need that? Like, if you're just using him as like a thing, why do you need another one? Like, why is he in that? Like, that doesn't make any sense. And then fucking the Emperor is like attached to GLaDOS. Like showing him around. He's like, yeah, I'm the emperor. It's like, how did you even get back, bro? Like, you're like,
when he talks about it.
Well, I get that, but it's just, it doesn't, it's so, like, I just know J.J. Abrams was like, that was supposed to be Darth Plagueis. That is Darth Plagueis, and now he's ruined it for me. Just makes no
100%. The movie makes... would have been so. The entire trilogy would have been so sick of Snoke as Darth Plagueis. Oh shit! But no, fucking okay. We'll get more into the entire trilogy later. But
and
keep
then
going.
And then back to when I said like they. I've never had to like truly like buy into Star Wars words. Where's his healing power been? And how do you just like learn that? I get that Rey's been training by. Having a robot shoot at her a little bit and doing all that kind of stuff and running around and holding up rocks in the sky. But at what point does she just go like, I am healing you. I give you some of my force power. And
where'd she get the skill points to put force heal under a tree?
I can just do that now. And that's like my biggest problem with Rey is like, I love her as a, I think she's a cool character. I don't love her as a character. That'd be a lie. I think she's a cool character. I find it very hard to sympathize with somebody who starts a movie perfect and ends the movie like even more perfect. Like there's not one time where I like really feel bad for Rey. I don't think Rey ever really goes through anything really hard or anything like that. I just don't get it. And then the kiss at the end, what is that about? Awkward. Nobody ever saw that coming. Is that for like the Tumblr fans? Like what is that for? Like, and then. My biggest problem with the movie as well.
I was going to say, you've had a lot of biggest problems.
Is when Rey and Ben at this point are fighting the Emperor, and then the Emperor just has these like sucky powers that we've never seen before, that he's never used or done anything like that. And now he has these sucky powers. So he like sucks the force out of him and then has a new cool velvet cape on. But like I thought it would have been cool if like after he did the sucky, he looked like he did like previously, like as the Chancellor. I thought that would have been really cool, but they made him look like how he did when Mace Windu did it. So it's like, is that what he really looks like as his like most powerful form, or is like him as the Chancellor is like most powerful form? I don't know. And then they do the sucky hands, which we've never seen before, and so I'm like, okay, he can now suck the force out of people. Like I've never like it just doesn't make any sense. And then he pushes Kylo away, or Ben, and then Rey's like deflecting the lightning that is like coming from his hands, from his own hands. He's firing like, yeah. And she's like, I'm blocking you. And it's like
all the Sith versus all the Jedi.
But they you don't really know that. They kind of like.
I did like, I'm sure it's just fanfare, but I did like hearing all the.
Yeah,
like
I Mace thought that Windu was cool. I wish they did it the differently, people. Though. I wish you could like maybe see the Force Ghost or like. Because I think that's how they wanted you to interpret it, that like she was all the Jedi in that moment, but it came off as Rey still just fucking OP. And just doesn't have anything going wrong in her skill tree or anything like that. So she's like blocking it. She's blocking lightning from the most powerful being on the face of the earth, whose lightning just took down a whole armada, which, by the way, those ships in the sky must weigh like the weight of a balloon, how freaking long they can fall down without crashing into the world. I mean, come on. And then like the ship's like, we can't go. Oh, no. And then like all of a sudden they just like, oh, we're good. And then they just fly back up. It's like, you were falling for like 7 minutes. Like, what do you mean? I hate that. And then when they beat the Emperor, they like whoop his ass. After like Rey's like, I have double lightsabers now. And the Emperor's like, oh my God, double deflect. I can't compare it with that. You are still, he's still shooting from his own hands and then rips his own face off. It's like, you would have thought he would have learned from like Mace Windu or anything like that. And also, I don't mean to get like technically or anything like that. But like to defect like lightning and like all that kind of stuff, that's like an ancient Jedi technique. Like you have to learn that. Mace Windu like practiced forever to learn that technique. You just didn't know how to do that. You just don't go like.
Well, that's Mace Windu probably just told her how to do it. It's all the Jedi.
That's OP.
I mean, I learned how to do it in Sekiro, so she can learn how to do it.
And then, so they beat the Emperor. Yay! We win! And then Rey's dead. And I was like, wow, that is really cool. Like Kylo, Ben, saw like the ultimate sacrifice and what it literally takes to be a Jedi. Literally everything, like Rey, her whole life has always been good. And I was like, wow, what a way to end her character. I was like, that is very cool. I was like, I like that a lot. And I was like, it made me like Rey's character a lot, that it was her life that showed Ben how to be a Jedi. Like, it wasn't Rey becoming a Jedi. It was Rey, like, showing Kylo how to become a Jedi. And I was like, wow, very cool. I was like, now the Rise of Skywalker. I was like, I get it now. I was like, because now Ben Skywalker is, like, now the Jedi and has to, like, lead this. And now he has the best example, literally seeing what it takes to be a Jedi. And I was like, that is so cool. And then I see his hand, like, go up on her, like, underneath her chest like this. And I was like, I swear to God, if I get another, well, they're not dead. Yeah, yo. If I get another one of those, we kill Chewbacca. And then 2 minutes later, Chewbacca's like, and you're like, oh my God. And they're like, oh, he was on the other cruiser. And then, like, Rey stabs Kylo. I was like, oh my God, Kylo's dead. Oh, wait, no, he's not. No, he's not. I healed him. And like, oh my God. I'm like, oh, this snake is going to die. Oh, no, I got the snake too. Snake is nice. So he places his hand. And, like, what I don't understand is, like, when the Emperor's fighting them, he's like, this hasn't been seen in, like, six generations, this demi-healing power or something like that. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, why is it then? Why is it here all of a sudden now? Like, shouldn't you know, like, that's here? It just doesn't make any sense. Oh, and then I hate I thought the fighting scene was cool on the water. That part was really cool. I just hate the fighting scenes where it's, like, fake fighting. Like, they're, like, fighting, not really fighting, but because Kylo's on, like, another world and they're doing, like, this FaceTime Jedi thing where they can just, like, fight and stupid.
FaceTime Jedi thing.
I hate it. I hate the Force, like, thing. Whatever that is. Whatever.
No, I like that. That was the whole point. They were so powerfully connected to each other.
But wasn't Snoke the whole one doing that? That's what literally they said the last episode, yeah, that I was doing that.
You that was the confusing thing. Maybe that's him trying to.
But it's not him. It's the Emperor. But then the Emperor knows that. I mean,
I feel like at the end of the Last Jedi, they pretty much were like, oh, they were connected anyway, because at the ending scene, they were still connected.
Yeah.
I imagine it only gets more. Anyways, Last Jedi sucked. Keep going.
The worst, and then so I see his hand, like, go right underneath her chest. And I was like, if he does this healing bullshit, I'm going to be so mad. And then he heals her. And then I was like, okay, so they're, like, both alive. I was like, I guess he gave, like, just enough for her to be, like, alive. And, like, keep him alive, I guess. Because I was like, I would assume he has to, like, give all of his force power to her to, like, make her from, like, absolutely dead to, like, fully alive. Like, I get that. But, like, why? Like, why do we have to have this cheapened thing where I don't have to worry about any kind of depth or worry about if my character's going to make it through this or die through it if they're just like, and you're healed. And then they're both alive for, like, 5 seconds. And then they share probably one of the most awkward kisses I've ever seen in a movie ever, where I was just so off guard by it. Not at one point did I think they had some sort of, like, ooh, like, hi. Like, never at one point.
Are you kidding me? That Ben Solo scene was steaming.
God. Yeah, and then so Rey is saved by Ben for whatever reason. I don't know why. Like, I think it would have been really cool, like I said, to see Rey die, and now Ben has to lead this new Skywalker. And then she comes back. And then, like, you know, I've always wanted Chewbacca to get, like, his medal. And I thought it was, like... And then when, like, they did give him his medal, I was like, that was kind of cheap. Like, I was like, I didn't like it. And what else did I hate? It's been a long time since I've seen it. I need to go see it again.
Just to remember what I hate.
Yeah, that's probably it. I just, like I said, I just didn't I've never had to buy into a Star Wars movie as much as I had to buy into this one. I didn't like the tricks. I didn't like these powers that I've never seen before. And then Darth Plagueis, who's literally trying to heal Anakin Skywalker, Darth Vader, who is trying to learn that ability, goes to the dark side specifically for that ability, and Rey just kind of has it out of nowhere. You know?
She's a Palpatine.
Yeah, but he is a Skywalker. Like, the whole saga is about Skywalkers.
Literally the son of the Force.
How is a Skywalker not able to do that and wants to have that ability and is told that it's unnatural?
She's a Skywalker, ability. Dude.
She's not a Skywalker. She's not a Skywalker. That's like me saying, I'm a penguin. I'm not a penguin as much as I want to believe I am. I'm a human. Okay?
What the monk ass?
I'm a human.
Oh,
man.
Blue, before Rob never finishes.
Yeah, I'm done.
What are your stands on the movie?
Well, pretty much every problem I have with the movie is Rob's problems, right? I will admit, right, it was a fun movie. I'm not going to sit here and act like I wasn't entertained because it was really fun. Obviously, there's moments where I was like, oh, so fucking stupid.
Jokes hit. Jokes were funny.
Yeah, the jokes were very... Jokes were
Babu
good.
Babu Frick?
The yeah, right amount of comedy. Cool.
He's super funny.
Babu Frick.
Yeah, he was great. God, I mean... And it felt really good to finally have all three of our main characters together doing shit. It just made me really upset because I came out of the movie and I was like, it took us to the last movie to finally get that. Yeah. It took us to the last movie to finally get like some level of character interaction between these three characters together doing shit. And it was like, oh man, the last movie, dude, we should have got that in the second movie where we could really start like bonding with these characters. Yeah. And my biggest problem, not just for The Rise of Skywalker, because I mean, JJ did what he could with what he had, which honestly, he got thrown into a third movie where not like basically... they're in the exact same spot as they were from the first movie, right?
I mean, the first 10 minutes of Rise of the Skywalker is redoing everything that
the Last 100%.
Jedi like messed up. He's like, all right, we just got to... let's just force correct jumping. Some timelines real quick here. He's like, okay, this.
Light speed jumping, that's a thing. Like, because Holdo was able to go into ship, so we can do that now. Like, so many things.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wish he had... part of me wishes he would have just kind of tried to go with what Ryan had done before, but like, there's a lot of reasons why obviously that would have sucked.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, I do respect JJ for at least following through with a lot of the things that he went for, because if there's one thing that I appreciate about this movie is that he followed through with all the stupid shit you could have possibly followed through. Ooh, Palpatine's back. Ooh, she's a Palpatine. Oh, no, she's a Skywalker. Ooh, Kylo's good now for some reason because, ooh, I almost died. And at least bare minimum, followed through with stuff, which is more than I could say for the previous entry, which was like, here's a question. Never mind. The answer doesn't matter. Fuck off with that shit, dude. Damn. Shut up. So then... my biggest issue is how bad the characters got shafted, right? Because Rey, I was so interested in where Rey was going in Force Awakens.
Me too.
It was like, oh, who is she? Like, what's going to happen? And the second movie was like, oh, it doesn't matter. Bro, no answer is not an answer, all right? And then in the third movie, it's like, oh, fuck, what do we do? Oh, she's a Palpatine. Yeah. Also, she's overpowered.
Your parents were nothing.
Rey legit feels like a character that is like super spec'd out. She feels like you're playing through a game that you already played through, except now you're a max level character. It's like, why? What's the point? She's so perfect from beginning to end. At least in the beginning, it was like, oh, why is she perfect? And then we find out, oh, she's perfect because of these reasons. And then it's just like, yeah, she's kind of overpowered. And it gets even worse in The Rise of Skywalker because it's like, oh, yeah, Anakin's talking to her instead of Ben for some fucking reason. Oh, yeah, Luke and Leia, they're just chilling with Rey. Rey's all the Jedi now. It's like, I like Rey's character. I really do. But like, every single thing feels like the writers were like, fuck it, give her that.
She still should have gone to the dark side.
Yeah.
Fuck it, give her that too. There was no conflict with her. She had like a moment of conflict in The Last Jedi for like a second. And that was it. That's the most I've ever been like, oh, wow, she's really having an internal struggle. No, and the rest of it's just like, yeah, I'm just kind of force lightning. And then, oh, I just happened to be able to do this and fucking whatever. And then... it sucks because I was so excited going into this trilogy, getting connected to these characters. That was the thing I was most interested in, because that's what drives every Star Wars, is how interested you are in these characters.
Character development.
And we got none of that, except for maybe the only character I genuinely cared about where they were going by the time I was like halfway through The Rise of Skywalker was Kylo. And that is depressing.
He's definitely the most...
my boy, Ben.
Yeah, he's definitely the most complex character, probably.
He's the only one who had, like, a whole arc. The rest of the characters were, like... the rest of the characters went through this weird reboot in The Last Jedi. Which, by the way, I'm never going to forgive The Last Jedi for totally ruining Finn, who was my favorite character from The Force Awakens. He was this dude, this stormtrooper who turned into a... how badass is that? A stormtrooper turned into a Republic...
light sensitive
a resistance, a resistance fucking master, dude. This dude's fucking sick. He's a commander and shit. But we, in The Last Jedi, he gets turned into this really shitty, like, dumb comedy character who is literally used to be a stormtrooper, and it's like, ooh, yeah, well, this is why stuff matters, because as you can see, war changes people. Like, the fuck, like he's literally hasn't been a stormtrooper his whole life.
Yeah.
And also, he's apparently really stupid for some reason. Oh, and then apparently in The Rise of Skywalker, yeah, just give him this. Like, God, it's so lame.
Give him this water astronaut suit to make it a punchline, something that ended this other movie, like, you know, super weird cliffhanger. And then they wake him up and he's like, a punchline. Look, he's watery.
I'm a joke character now. When he was literally the most interesting character in the previous movie. Like, how do you mess that up? Oh, God. And then, I don't know. I will say the one character I really enjoyed throughout this entire movie in The Rise of Skywalker was Poe. He was really sick.
Poe goes.
He was chilling.
He grew on me on this episode.
He grew on me a lot in the last movie, which I wish we had more time to grow with him, because in once again, The Last Jedi, literally nothing happens, so we don't get any development, and it feels like JJ had to write two movies in the time span of 2.5 hours, which obviously didn't work. Yeah. And I'm just really sad, because I really want a movie where the vision was the same, and it's so obvious that they had no plan at all when they started the series, and it totally killed the vibe.
It's like you said, Blue, like JJ didn't write the best story for how The Last Jedi ended, instead wrote like his best version of his idea.
100%.
So like, that's why I also don't like this movie, is because I feel like he should have just gone with what Ryan left him with, instead of, oh wait, no. Yeah, sure, we'll put that. No, yes, no. Like, he should have just went with what he put in and just worked with that, because I feel like it would have came out as a better movie.
It would have come out. It might not have been my favorite, but at least it would have come out coherent.
Yeah.
But my least favorite. There's a lot of least favorite things, right? It just sucks because the first movie sets this whole series up so well, and then the next movie's like, no. That stuff's fucking stupid. Fuck that. Here's what actually happens. And then The Rise of Skywalker is like, nah, fuck that. So here's what actually happens. I feel like my two parents are fighting over like what the actual story is the entirety of this trilogy. And it never actually feels like I'm being told one story.
Like all adults, they're making it up as they go.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's more like they're making it up as they go while fighting with each other. It's like two parents are trying to fight for custody of you, and you're just kind of like, I don't really want to go with either of you. You guys are kind of dicks. So anyways, at least The Force Awakens was cool.
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Fruit, how'd you feel?
I mean, you're it.
Why don't we touch on that after this ad break?
Oh!
Yeah, your rant was a solid like 20-25 minutes.
Good.
It felt like you were angry at me.
I didn't even get to talk about fucking... like how Chewbacca ends up dying, fucking
gotcha.
Well, that, and then the way it happens, he's like, "Hey, Chewie, go tell Rey to come back." Like, he just said Rey's leaving. Like, what is Chewbacca gonna do? Like, so, hey, Rey, come on back. Like that. What? That's stupid. All right, welcome back.
Welcome back to the GG over easy Rob Rand edition.
Needed that. Thank you guys for listening to me.
For all those, they're probably all they're doing is complaining. Don't worry, you got me.
You got Mr. White Knight here. Let's
hear
it. Oh God. Okay. Let him have his.
I'm really interested.
Here's the thing. I agree with almost everything you said.
Okay.
I agree with almost everything you said. The biggest thing is a lot of people have been arguing, and I agree. Disney needs to find their Kevin Feige or
Feige.
I don't know how to say his name.
Feige, I think.
Feige, but the guy that oversees the Marvel Universe and is. Essentially,
it's his story.
The bigger beats, he's like, yeah, this is what's going to happen. You can play around with the small details, whatever, but like, this is where we're going. This is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
They need someone like that. Mm-hmm. And they should have done it with this trilogy. And I also stand by the fact that we didn't need this trilogy.
I agree. We did not.
You should have done a trilogy in a completely different timeline, new characters.
It didn't need to be a Skywalker like trilogy.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, they were trying to play on the nostalgia or whatever. And watching the ninth movie made me realize more what this trilogy is, and it really is just a continuation and a ending to the last six episodes. But we didn't need it.
Yeah,
like it felt frivolous, more or less. Like, Force Awakens was cool and nostalgic, and it played a little bit safe. And then The Last Jedi came and didn't play it safe, and then just did everything else. And then J.J. Abrams comes back. No, everything's stupid.
This is way cooler than Force Awakens. What a dumb movie, ha!
But Rise of Skywalker, problems with it. But at the end of the day, I was like, yeah. Like, my...
It's a fun movie.
Yeah, when Blue Sky was a fun movie, that for me was enough to be like, yeah. Honestly, I didn't even have hopes high. I think that was it. Like, mm-hmm. I've also been burned out by so many things. I try not to have high expectations for anything anymore.
Yeah.
And my life is exponentially better because of it. Because they come out and I go, I had no expectations. Cool.
This possibly couldn't have been worse than I thought it would have been.
Yeah. So I still think they could have done a lot of stuff different in the movie. There was no break. It was breakneck pace. Just
the whole time.
Yeah,
whole time. Because it had to be.
And on top of that, like you mentioned, it felt like a video game fetch quest.
Yeah.
Up until the very end. That's essentially what it was. Mm-hmm. But the thing I liked, set pieces.
Oh, yeah.
Set pieces were
great.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fights. Loved all the fights. Mm-hmm. I loved the fight with Rey and Kylo in that water, on the water scene.
Oh, that's sweet, yes.
Because Rey was fighting with herself, figuring out who she was, and I liked how mid-fight, she's like, I don't know what I'm doing. She sees how Rey or Kylo's fighting, so she changes her saber and is like, screw it, maybe this is how I should fight. And she changes her fighting stance to like how Ben is trying to fight. I like the fight scenes. That was all dope. And we finally got some lightsaber battles.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure, well, The Last Jedi, aside from the throne room, you
those
didn't
are
have
fake
any...
fights.
Well, that, and then you never actually had lightsaber duels. Connect, yeah.
Yeah.
So we finally got that, which was cool. Again, the action. Like, even though it was cheesy and stuff, when Rey did that lightning, you're like, whoa. I thought that was kind of cool.
I didn't. I thought that was horse shit. And how can she... how is she, like, as strong as the dude from the the Force Unleashed, Starkiller or whatever his name is? That dude pulls a whole ship... And is like Darth Vader's apprentice. Again, granted, it's not canon anymore. But the fact he like does that, and this ship is going into light speed, and all of a sudden, she's just... And they're like, wow, you're telling me she's just gotten that powerful to the point that...
I'll say, I saw that, so I was like, okay, they can do that. So then when the Millennium Falcon was leaving the Death Star hangar, and Kyle was right there, why doesn't Kyle just go...
That's what I'm saying, yeah. There's just so many like...
So there was tons of holes. Like, practically everywhere. But again, like, it was a good movie. I like, even though some of it was cheesy, like, the last scene, the throne room, it's a sick set.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
all the audience, everything showing up.
I don't know. Like, are those real people, or did you think those were projections?
I wasn't sure.
I couldn't really tell either.
Some sort of Sith beings or something. But
like, maybe the people who, like, live on that planet or something.
But, like, that was cool. Seeing all the action, like the one time where like Rey hands Ben the lightsaber.
No.
I like that.
Not a fan.
And then his like little smirk, like, all right, now we can fight.
Oh, that reminds me. I also hate that the Knights of Ren, who are these super cool, badass dudes.
They look so dope, and then they show up and they never do anything.
And they just get owned. And then like, I hate like the two stormtroopers that are like, whoa, those are the Knights of Ren. Those guys are powerful. And then so like, hey,
nothing
audience.
Happens.
That's a Knights of Ren, so you know.
And then the entire time they did nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Stupid.
They did look cool, though.
They look super cool.
But the characters didn't end exactly how I wanted them to. Again, I will die on the hill that Rey should have become Darkseid. I did see Kylo becoming Ben, going to the light side. Yeah. I think that should have always
been
it.
Should have been the main character.
Finn did dirty. He's this light sensitive being, and then do anything with
him. Is that your interpretation of what he was going to tell Rey when they were going into the sand pit? When he's like, Rey, I got to tell you something. You think it was going to be him saying he was force sensitive?
Well, they confirmed it.
Something like that. Because everyone thought it was going to be,
I love you.
Yeah, I love you. And the character or the actor even came out and said, that's not what I was going to say. He knows whatever they're going to say, but he won't say. But it wasn't like, and I love you. It was probably like, me and Poe are going to go. That's what everyone was hoping for.
Yeah.
I like some of the new characters, like Babu Fisk. I just love that.
So
role.
Sick.
He's funny.
It was a funny movie, too. It's just one of the funnier Star Wars.
I found myself laughing more than I did in The Last Jedi. Not one point
and
was
it didn't
I,
feel
like,
as forced.
Cringe. Exactly.
Because there were so some times in the last one where it's like, this isn't the time.
Yeah.
But with this one, it felt really natural, kind of. And it just kind of went with it all.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed that. had some big, like, grandiose moments again. Like Last Jedi, even. I don't like that movie, but I still like parts of that movie, like certain fights or scenes or stuff like that.
Oh, one of my favorite, like worlds is still that, like, that salt world. Except I don't think it needs to go. Salt. Jesus Christ. I don't need to be told that, man.
What if he just goes, and just dies?
Cyanide.
But, like, one of my bigger problems, too, with the movie was literally the basis of the seventh movie was finding Luke to train Rey. Except, wait, this whole time, Leia was trained by Luke, and now she's just training her anyway.
Yeah, I never really thought about that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that literally erases the whole reason they needed to find Luke. Like, this whole time, Leia could have done it.
Yeah.
So why did
two parents fighting over custody of you, and neither of them know what they're doing?
You're about to go to court, and they're telling you two different stories to tell the judge.
Yeah, so she's like, wait, what's going on?
I don't like any of this.
But there were some cool callbacks, and overall, I don't know, like, action was cool. The end kind of got this culminate, like, the fights and stuff were cool. And that's the beats. I was like, eh, whatever. I didn't really see this going anywhere else.
What do you think about the kiss?
You
didn't think it was that misplaced?
I felt more of them as a thing, but only in the last movie.
Okay.
I felt like they were leading up to that in that movie, but previously I felt like no.
Yeah.
Before I thought it was Finn and Rey.
Yeah.
Like, they were kind of alluding to that whole time. But then they give him the Shia LaBeouf treatment, and he just yells Rey over and over.
That is
Rey.
That made me so mad. He's like yelling at her, like, Rey on the thing. I'm like, what? What are you doing, man? Like, you're not even helping, or you're just yelling.
A lot of people upset with the whole Rose thing.
She got done very dirty for sure.
She did get done dirty.
Yeah, but what's her character gonna do?
But here's some arguments.
I mean, there's legit whole characters in that movie that could have just been given their.
Hey, that's one of
just throw him into Rose because.
I mean, I don't think she should have been a character.
I'm serious.
I don't think they should have added her anyway.
Yeah,
like, I don't think they should have added her, but I don't think they should have added all these new characters that Rose could have done their job.
Yeah, but since they did add Rose, they had to do something, and they did nothing.
Yeah, she was like, "What do we do now, General?"
Because the thing too is, some people are upset because it sets a dangerous precedent. Where, like, she was attacked and people hated her character. They went after her. But they could argue. So some people, I get it.
Yeah.
But it sets a dangerous precedent, right? For other people, it's like, good. We just didn't like the character. I didn't like her either. But it was like one of those things Blue was talking about where JJ's just like, okay, fine, we'll take this, but not that. This, but not that. And I was like, Rose, screw it.
Yeah.
I was like, well, you just got to do something.
You
got to
bite the bullet.
Yeah. You got to figure out how to fit her in.
I mean, I think it was JJ's like idea to not do like the second and third one. I almost want to see what the dude who was making the third one was actually, what he would have done now.
Well, he probably dipped.
I mean, JJ was like, I'm doing it now. He's like, okay.
Because I mean, that's the problem Disney has right now too, is no one wants to direct Star Wars because of one, the fandom and like what it entails. And, like, it's such a big undertaking. Everyone's like,
But I think if you see someone do, like, The Mandalorian, and you do it right,
Mandalorian is so good.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I hear great things, which is good.
If it wasn't for Rogue One and Mandalorian, I would have lost complete faith in Star Wars by now.
One of my favorite theories that I really wanted to happen was at the end of Rogue One, you don't hear about Rogue One in 4, 5, and 6 because they get captured by the Empire, and they're tortured, and then they become the Knights of Ren. That's how I thought they were going to tie in Rogue One into like the prequels or the sequel movies, but they didn't.
But no.
Nah, that didn't happen. They were just useless.
My least favorite, though, still is Solo.
I don't hate Solo.
That one, even more than the trilogy, was unnecessary.
Very unnecessary.
No one really wanted a Solo's origin story, because I feel like the entire point was that his origin story doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think the idea behind that movie was literally to throw Darth Maul back into.
Which they haven't done anything with.
Yeah, to maybe, and maybe they will at some point, because that's like that takes place about after Episode 3-ish,
somewhere around there. Because I haven't heard about it, but evidently it's all in Clone Wars.
Yeah, I haven't watched Clone.
Something about Obi-Wan fighting Darth Maul again, all this kind of stuff. But anyway, Again, as a whole, I'm just not happy with this trilogy.
Okay, so okay, I thought you were like really happy with this movie.
But I went out though, and I wasn't like, this is the worst movie I've ever seen. Because that's the thing. As a whole, it was entertaining.
It and did I was what like, a movie is supposed to
do for and me. I went out and I was like, some of that wasn't believable. There were plot holes. It was paced. I had little things, but at the end of the day, I was like, it was worth seeing.
See, I can do that just outside, not outside of Star Wars. Like, I need a good story because I love it.
But see, that's the thing is like, I just don't have any expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting until the day I go in and then see another Star Wars and then go, this is it. Yeah, like, this is the bar. Because right now, there's nothing.
Keep going. I'm sorry.
No, that's pretty much it. Because, like, I don't know. I also think people do have impossible standards for Star Wars. No one will probably ever be happy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it would have been a lot better and a lot easier if you started your whole entire new story. That's the thing, too, is the problem is you're messing with
trilogy.
Yeah, you're messing with all this stuff that didn't really need to be touched on.
Yeah.
Like, I think the prequels, even as much as people hate them, I still think they're a good addition. And I really like...
These last three movies have made me like the prequels much more.
I like that one. That felt necessary. Especially because if you were to show someone 1 through 6, that's crazy. The story it tells.
Yeah.
Like, you never... That's like a true twist and stuff. And that's really cool. But then you'll be like, and here's 7, 8, 9.
It's like, what are these? Huh?
I don't know either.
Yeah.
But the practical effects, I like. I do like how JJ went back and liked the prequels. He did it with Force Awakens stuff too. Make it a little more. He tried to use as little CGI on stuff as possible. I mean, there are some scenes that just not possible, like space fighting and stuff.
A million ships rolling in, like.
Yeah, that was sick though.
Was, but it's like, did Lando just say like, "Yo, everybody, come on"?
But I mean, Lando again, that was just a callback. Like, that wasn't necessary. But the set pieces and the characters, like the new Sith troopers, that's cool. I mean, they don't do anything.
Yeah, I was gonna say they don't do anything different than.
But that's like, the same thing as Knights of Ren.
Merchandising, Rob.
Yeah,
merchandising. Yeah.
New toys.
But I laughed a lot. I had fun. Even though I wasn't into it, like final battle and stuff, I was still like engrossed. I was like, yeah, like I was buying into it. And it ended and I was like, yeah. So like I said, it was a good movie, but it wasn't great. I didn't love it. It had its problems. It had a fair share of problems. It's just as a movie, it did what it should have done, whether it was great or not. And again, after the 8th movie, I was like, I don't really know what could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I said the 9th movie dictates what I think about the 8th movie. And
yeah, how does it make you feel about
it? It doesn't make me feel any better.
Yeah.
Because I can't blame JJ, but at the same time, he just ruined so much of this 8th movie too, which I can't totally blame because that ruined a lot of the 7th and probably what was going to be the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
So like, they kind of screwed each other over.
I just almost wish they were like...
parents.
I almost just wish they were like, we're making a 10th. Like, we have damage control.
Please no.
Like, we need to make a 10th. Like,
please no. Sorry.
And it has because I think they're going to be other Star Wars movies.
Honestly, 5 to 10 years.
I'd say almost like 10 to 15.
I'm saying take your time. Like, in the meantime, give us more stuff like Mandalorian and other dope. Because my favorite part of Star Wars hasn't been the fighting or like the main stories and characters. Mm-hmm. It's always been the universe and the stuff out of it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Jedi stuff has always been pretty.
It is interesting.
Well, but I mean, it's always been pretty, like, it's lacks, very, like, out there.
Yeah, it's predictable.
Yeah, it lacks the depth that, like, a normal alien person has.
Because, like, you were complaining about, like, we haven't seen these powers.
Yeah.
We haven't really seen much.
Yeah.
And the problem, too, is why we didn't see it in 4th, 5th, and 6th is because of restrictions. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't see them using the Force and stuff a lot because practical effects back then couldn't really do a lot of that stuff.
Well, I feel like JJ was like, we have the Force. That means we can do anything we want. And I think when George Lucas was making those movies, he said, we have the Force, but that doesn't mean we can do everything, you know?
I mean, yeah, something's only interesting if there are benefits, like if there's a control around it or some parameters. Like you said, if suddenly the Force just means everything and all this crazy stuff, then it's like, what?
I just felt like they were like, oh, and she can do this, and she can do that too. Like, let's just give her that too.
It legit felt like they pulled just a bunch of abilities from like the Star Wars video games.
Yeah.
And I wasn't mad at it, but it was also like, okay, so like they just have them now.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be mad at it. I wouldn't be mad at it either, but I would love to see her like training with that, like learning how to do that. And like, she doesn't learn on the snake. She just does it on the snake. She's like, I'm going to do this now. She's not like, maybe when she's reading the books, that's where she learns it. And like, they literally like show her like going, oh, like that's on that one page.
So put your hand out. Like yeah. That.
Step one, hand.
Yeah. So again, I shared a lot of the same gripes. It's just like with a lot of movies too, I'm much easier to just go at them and be like, that was okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to rave about it. But like I tweeted out like, Star Wars, I saw Star Wars. It was a movie. It was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Yeah, and I like, think, that's really it.
Well, see, when I read good, I was like, oh my God, he loved it.
No. Like, I would say it was great or amazing. But I don't think...
Rob was like, good?
I was like...
but I don't think...
Oh, bud!
I still think people are... They're just too critical. Because like they're looking at the finer points, and I do think it's a bad movie. But like,
yeah,
the consensus right now is like, it's just a terrible movie in general, where that's not the case.
I don't think it's a bad movie. Like, if you're not a...
But I'm not happy with what they did with the story. Yeah.
If you're not it's a big okay lore movie fan. It's
okay part of a bad trilogy.
Yeah.
If you're not a big Star Wars lore fan and you're just kind of like, oh, let's go see a movie with the kids, I think you will enjoy it and have a fun
100%.
Time, which is what
like,
Disney
new
intends.
Kids watching it probably love the new trilogy. And like, whatever. Yeah. They'll grow up loving it. Sure. So good for them. But yeah, it was just a movie that I saw in theaters. And if I don't regret buying the ticket to me, it was worth it. So,
what's the last movie you bought a ticket to and you regretted?
It's been a while.
I was going to say.
That's what I'm saying.
We got to go see Cats.
Oh, with that.
That is okay. Like what I want.
I almost want to go just to see how bad it is. Yeah,
me too. Let's go.
I've just been seeing stuff, and I'm like,
see, but is it like, Jesus, it might not even like, have the quality. It's like, oh, this is so bad. I love it. It might just genuinely be like, oh my God.
I think it is.
Well, I just heard it's like, just not only like to look at it for 2 hours is hard, but just what they're doing is just so bad. I want to see it.
I want it just because it's so bad. Yeah. Like it's one of those that I just have to be like, what?
Yeah.
Like one of it's going to become a cult classic, I'm guaranteeing.
Oh, for sure.
And the fact that they released a day one patch, like what? A video game.
Did they, yeah. Oh yeah, they did.
Yeah, they sent
there
out
was
a thing.
Scene.
Uh-huh. What?
And they're like,
I thought that was a joke. I saw no. Like patch notes.
Yeah, like straight up.
It was like 3% made his mouth like bigger. Like
we're yeah. We're, they essentially said like expect the day Friday it came out. I think like that night they're like expect a new version Sunday with updated CGI and stuff. Because they're straight up, there's like even clips of scenes where like they didn't CGI things, like human hands.
Oh,
haven't
no
been
way.
Yeah. Like stuff is like, how did this even
like get through post?
And if you could do a day one patch, you couldn't get it out in time or something. Like,
that'd be so
but
cool.
But now it's like a literal video game. But movies wait, go back. It got patched. It got patched.
What movie patch did you watch? Like, yeah. Oh, I watched 1.1. Ah, 1.12 is way better.
Yeah, 1.0 was where it was at, dude.
So yeah, that's my opinion. I was a lot happier about certain aspects. Like when
I'm
it was working,
Cats or Star Wars.
Star Wars. when it was working or doing Star Wars stuff, it was doing it. But then there's also times where again, for me, I can see why you're so upset. But for me, it just didn't impact me as much because I'm just disenfranchised in it right now.
It definitely felt like a very like there was moments where I was like, oh yeah, this is fucking Star Wars. There's like definitely a lot of moments where I was like, oh yeah, that's sick.
Like I could have let it bother me more and ruin it for me, but I just didn't. That was really all the way.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm glad I think you Rob have that can agree with me here in this sense. And I think, I mean, with Fruit always goes in as unbiased as possible. And I think I went in relatively unbiased.
I did too,
but that's
I swear.
Only because I know you don't want to go in like with the, like, oh dude, like oh, this better be good. But I think the previous movie really killed my excitement.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive Rob probably has the same feeling where I used to be like, oh my God, I cannot wait for the next movie. Like what's going to happen? And with this one, it was like, yeah, I'll go watch it.
Well, I was with my stepbrother Garrett and we sit down and it's going through the trailers and the movie's about to start. And I looked at him, I was like, dude, I'm so nervous. And he's like, like nervous. Why are you nervous? And I was like, I'm dreading this. I was like, I'm so nervous. I want this to be good. and like I don't want to go into this hating it. And then like halfway,
so you're not even excited. You're just scared. What if?
Yeah, I was. I swear to God, I looked at Garrett and I was like, "I'm nervous, man." I was like, "I'm extremely." Nervous.
That's because the expectations. Yeah, that's why.
I think it was more so that like I just expected it just not to do the. It's a clone that I made, and then he was like, "It's a clone I made," and I was like, "Oh my!" It's like,
damn. Yeah, I will God say, I don't know how people feel about this. I think they should have CGI'd Leia, because the whole movie having to use they. Like
I
one
think they
liners.
Did as good as they could.
I do think
they did a good
did,
job.
But
yeah.
There was no emotion there. The scenes with her, it was just awkward.
Yeah.
And you could tell how they were playing around it. And it all just kind of made. I was just like.
Well, and then okay, every time I see her, I fucking hate that scene. Every time I see her, I can't help but think of the fucking floating in space scene. So when I see Leia, I'm like, why aren't you floating? Like, why aren't you like doing something sick? I hate it.
I was going to say the CG wouldn't have been a bad idea, but the flashback Leia was really bad.
Oh, it was. So was the Luke.
Oh, yeah.
Luke's was like way too young. They used a way. Like,
but I mean, here's my thing. Go back and watch Tron from like 2008 or something. They were able to do Jeff Bridges completely CGI, like perfect. That was like 12 years ago.
That was all CGI.
Okay, but also this is the biggest sci-fi franchise in the world, Mr. Fruit. So
yeah, I know. What? It's a small indie studio.
Disney.
So I guess, long story short, we're all disappointed.
What's your score?
Like out of what?
Out of 10, whatever. Of 10. Your Mr. Fruit movie score.
Give it. Okay. Give your trilogy score. Well, give your Rise of Skywalker score and then give your whole trilogy score.
Rise of Skywalker would be like 6.
Okay. Fair.
5 is like where I'm starting to be like, this is bad and not worth it.
Uh-huh.
So it's like right above that.
Yeah.
And then the trilogy in itself, 3, 2. Yeah. I don't care about it at all. I can't see myself really going back. I'll go back to watch specific scenes that I like action scenes.
Just go to YouTube for that.
But as a whole, I could care less.
Like you won't watch it like how I watch like Empire Strikes Back, like something like. No. Movie score for me, I give it I've been like stuck on a 4 or 5 for a really long time. I'm gonna give it a 5, which on mine it's a fair movie. It's fair, you know. If you're not a big Star Wars fan, you'll go and like it. You'll have a good time. You'll see, but if like you're a movie buff and you'll see the holes. There's a lot of holes within it. As a whole prequel, I love A Force Awakens. That's still like one of my favorite Star Wars movies. Great. Like that is a great movie. But then just 8 and 9 are just so bad. Probably like a 4 or 5. Like when I go to, like now when I go to Disneyland, I'm not going to be like, whoa, like this place is cool. I'm just going to be like, oh, this is like from the shitty Star Wars prequels. Or sequels.
Sequels.
Yeah.
What about you, Blue?
4 and a 5.
Rise of Skywalker is probably like about the same. It's about 6. I still enjoyed it. But God, the trilogy, man, just as a whole.
Yeah, it's just nothing.
I still love Force Awakens. And as far as I'm concerned,
it's definitely the best one.
We didn't have 2 movies after The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Force Awakens was so good at setting everything up.
I think that's the problem too with the trilogy. They played it up. It was a good starter. Mm-hmm. They played it safe, but you're like, okay, now they can branch off
and do some wild stuff.
But then they didn't.
So. Yeah. So the trilogy itself, honestly, I'm going to have to give it like a 3.
Fair enough.
I agree.
Well, now that we're done with Star Wars, there's so much I want to talk about because we've been gone for so long.
Yeah.
I want to
do one more topic.
I want to get to so many things. So we'll touch on more stuff next week because I want to talk about probably TV shows. Because I want to talk about like Watchmen, Mandalorian.
Okay. So before we move on, since we're still on the topic of Star Wars, can we just say one word between me and Fruit that sums up how sick Mandalorian is? Okay, I'll start. Mandalorian.
Yes.
It's fucking dope. Holy fuck. That was a lot more than one word, but it was sick. Okay.
He's just saying if he likes it, Rob. He's not. There's no spoilers.
No spoilers.
Okay. My one word would be amazing. Yeah, you're good.
Good.
Yeah, I would just say amazing.
Yeah, I need to watch it. I'll find some time to binge it tonight or something.
And I hope they get Taiki White. Tati White.
That's the guy from like Thor, right?
Yeah.
Give him a trilogy, bro.
Yeah, I want him. Give him more episodes. He did a great job with the last one. But overall, now that we kind of have a better idea of where they're going with season two, should be good. Because at first I kind of liked, like you'll notice, Rob, every episode is almost like a contained adventure.
Oh.
And at first it kind of felt sporadic and like nothing. There was like, you'll see there's an overarching
story.
But it felt like everyone was kind of contained. But then towards the end, you start to see it come together, and that's when it's like,
so good. Would you rather have me watch The Mandalorian or The Watchmen?
My answer.
I feel like because really you're so jaded by Star Wars, I want you to get your faith back in it. So I want you to watch Mandalorian.
Yeah, I don't think you can go wrong with either. I would put Watchmen above Mandalorian.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What about Watchmen versus
Witcher?
Probably
Watchmen still.
Wow.
But I have a lot of faith in Witcher, though.
Okay.
In the next coming seasons. I still really liked it. I'm going to probably rewatch it
soon. How many episodes?
8.
Okay. That's like the perfect amount.
Yeah. Some people had a problem. Well, yeah, I guess we'll go more detail later. But like they kind of do. So the first couple episodes, there's like 3 different storylines you're seeing, but they're all different times. And it's a little confusing for people to understand.
Oh.
I didn't really have a hard time following it, but I can understand why some people did.
Mm-hmm.
But then like episode, it's like 4 or 5, it becomes very evident when they like converge or like how it works together.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from that, there's also like some pacing issues where they just kind of throw you in, and instead of explaining some stuff in the world, you just kind of got to be like, okay,
and wait
and figure it out.
Yeah.
Although there was one thing where I had to just pause and Google it. The law of surprise.
Oh.
Yeah, there's this thing. I guess it's back from medieval days. I had no idea. But there's this thing you'll see in the show. It's called the law of surprise, which I guess is like if you like someone saves your life, you owe them. You can gift them the law of surprise, which is unknown to them and you at the time. But when you come to redeem it, the first thing they see or whatever is what they get. Oh. It's like the law of surprise. So some people can get like a new puppy or their kid or like something random. Like,
oh.
Yeah. So, but they just didn't explain that and just go in. I'm like, okay, wait.
What is that?
That was the one time I'd be like, wait a second. But aside from that, the choreography, dude, probably got to be the best choreography fight scenes I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Him in his swords fight. And he does all the stuff to himself.
And he's also hot.
Jacked.
Hot.
Yeah.
Yoked. Good game
for him.
Have you watched it, Blue?
No, I haven't. Everyone keeps telling me to watch it and I'm going to. It's just, I've finally realized that binging a whole show is very daunting for me.
Yeah.
It's either I binge it or I don't. I can't just watch an episode and be like, oh, yeah, I'll wait till next week. No. Then I feel committed to have to binge the entire thing, and that's scary.
I did it over a couple days, mainly just because I couldn't sit down. I had to like work and stuff. But yeah, I think castings and all were fantastic.
They've already announced multiple seasons like this.
They've announced a new season. And the thing, too, is they've already like, they've changed some of the people. They're hiring new people for like stuff that some people were iffy about. And now, too, at the end, all the timelines are the same. So it's going to be less confusing. And I think they're going to have less stuff to explain and build upon. I think it's going to be, I think it can only go up.
Does it follow the same like story as the Witcher video games and the books? Or like,
well, the video games are based off the books. And the TV show is based off the books.
That's what I mean. Like, is this the Witcher 1 we're watching? Or is this Witcher 3?
I've only played Witcher 3. It's not Witcher 3. Okay. Witcher 3 is going to be, if they're doing a lot of seasons, I assume seasons 4.
Okay, so like 7 or 8 or something.
Yeah, depending on how that, because I don't know, like the first book, for instance, I don't know if this first season is the first book, like, or half the first book, or the first book and a little bit of set, I don't really know.
Okay.
But I do know I'm excited, and Henry Cavill is just literally the perfect Witcher.
He's hot, and I think he's a really good Superman. I don't know why everybody hates on him.
But let me touch on this real quick because it won't be so topical next week.
Okay.
We briefly talked about it before, but Time came out with an article, the 10 best video games of the 2010s.
Oh.
Essentially, 10 best video games of the decade.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Have you seen this, Blue?
This is where I did a lot of my gaming, so I am an expert in this timeline.
No, I have not seen it, but I mean.
Let's just go through the list.
Okay.
And then break it down.
All right.
Okay. I don't think these are in any specific order.
Okay.
But first they have Grand Theft Auto 5.
That one's pretty hard to avoid. I understand that one.
Really? I mean...
People still binge that game today, man.
Isn't like GTA 4 like considered better though? Like in a sense, no, really.
I think five. I think 5 is definitely probably the most iconic at this point.
I came out like what, freshman year of college.
It's like peak Rockstar, like peak open world game.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I played it. I liked it a lot.
Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild.
Undeniable. That is one of the best games in the history of mankind. And if anyone ever disagrees with it, then you probably shouldn't be friends with those people, because Breath of the Wild is a masterpiece in storytelling. Not only is it a masterpiece in storytelling, it's a masterpiece in what open world can achieve. And I will die on this hill, because Breath of the Wild, I would literally die for Breath of the Wild developed by Nintendo.
Wow. Blue, I will let you know.
Fantastic.
I'm sorry,
game.
Do you endorse it? I can't tell.
My mom's boyfriend's daughter just got a Switch for Christmas, and guess what game I got her for Christmas? Got her Breath of the Wild.
Oh.
Yes. So she's going to be learning.
I was hoping it was Fortnite.
No, not Fortnite.
Some V-Bucks.
She likes Fortnite, though.
Ah, what do you do? Hey, speaking of Fortnite, next up, Fortnite.
I mean, you kind of have to put it on there. And I think it's more so not for gameplay stuff and more so probably just for the kind of impact it's had on like pop culture and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
I would argue the gameplay is part of what makes it really such a big deal, because it's not my thing and I don't like BRs. You guys remember when we were crazed about PUBG, and that was for like a month where we would just play PUBG religiously.
It was fun.
We tried so
imagine
hard
if Fortnite was our first so BR. We might still be playing it if it was our first BR. And it's because, like, realistically, what other game can you say has the amount of budget and polish?
Nothing.
And just general
Destiny.
Just consistency of new stuff coming to it constantly. There's no game in the history that has ever had this much content as Fortnite has. So,
and the problem too is it just sets an impossible precedent for like everybody else.
Well, I mean, CS:GO has a season pass. Like, what? Like,
everything. They've popularized season pass. But I mean, Time puts it well in their first sentences. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds may have popularized the 1v100 battle royale shooter genre, but Fortnite flat out turned it into an inescapable cultural phenomenon.
Yep.
True. Yeah.
And so that's part of the list too, is it's not only like the game, but the impact the game had. Mm-hmm. And
Paragon
Fortnite,
also
undeniably.
Died for that game. You guys are welcome. My pain and suffering
Which
is so
sad.
You guys can
I did
succeed.
Like that game. I was just waiting for the full release.
I didn't like it. I mean, I never gave it a fair shake though. I think I played maybe 2.
I don't even think you did.
But I liked it because Blue liked it. And it made
it still hurts.
I know. Next up, understandable, Dark Souls.
Wow, really? Dark Souls 1? Or like Dark Souls the whole?
Dark Souls 1.
Wow.
And I think that because Dark Souls 1 essentially created its own genre.
Yeah. The kind of learn like, the boss mechanic, fight the boss, and then like learn, and then.
Just like Fortnite, popularized Battle Royale. Yeah. That one didn't so much make the genre. Uh-huh. Dark Souls literally made this genre and everything that spun from it. And so it might not be the best in that genre, but because of what it led to.
Well, I mean, the Star Wars game that came out this year, which is my game of the year.
Fallen
Order.
Jedi. Or Fallen Order.
Yeah. That probably has a lot of things that come from Dark Souls. Like, it has a lot of Dark Souls tendencies. But yeah, I can see that.
But yeah, even myself who don't... like love it. Well, granted, then I played Sekiro, because I played a little bit of
Game of the Year, by the way.
Yeah, it did that because I called it Game of the Year, totally deserved. But I didn't initially like this kind of game, and after playing Sekiro, I was like, there's something addicting about getting beaten over and over, but learning something, and then like
that's why Dark Souls 3 is one of my favorite games ever.
Yeah, and then completing it like perfect. Like, that was worth it. Like, it sucks until you beat it, and then you're like,
well, that's how I feel about, like,
again.
This new game called Jump King that I'm, like, trying to beat, and that one is super fun, but also.
This one, I would have probably put number one, League of Legends.
Well, yeah, of course. You got to put that. Without League of Legends, there's no esports. I mean, there would be esports, but it definitely, I don't think, would be on the level that it is now. I mean, the reasons you see CSGO, Dota... sometimes Fortnite, even Call of Duty, Overwatch,
Rocket League,
all these games are that big and have that kind of budget and all that because League of Legends. Because
before League of Legends, the only esport that ever kind of took off was
Halo.
StarCraft.
Oh, okay.
No, Halo was small time.
It was.
Comparatively,
I mean,
it was StarCraft.
CSGO had...
CSGO, well...
CS 1.6.
I mean, not CSGO specifically, but CS has always been...
But it was never
It took like
widely popular.
Well, and it took CSGO, I think, three. I was watching a documentary. It took like 3 to 4 years. I think it came out like 2012.
1.6 to that, yeah. People hated it.
It wasn't like till like 2014, 2015, when like skins were introduced to that game, is when that game really started taking off. And then,
I mean, it's like Siege.
Yeah.
People hated Siege pretty much, and it like performed horribly, and then they like stuck with it 2-3 years, and that's huge. But not only because of its esports foothold, but literally it's the most popular game in the world.
Everybody plays it.
It is the definitive MOBA experience.
When they say League, do they also mean like TFT? Like mm-hmm. everything that embodies it? Okay.
No, so just League.
Okay.
But yeah, I'd put that there.
Yeah, top lane can admit if you guys ever need one.
I think that's pretty undeniable. I mean, it's as far as all the other influential games on this list, I mean, what other game?
Yeah, Blues and Aurelion Sol, mid main.
Yeah, we out here.
Pokemon Go.
Yeah, probably same. Probably same reason as Fortnite, Blue. I mean, when Pokemon Go came out,
I don't think so, man.
Everybody was doing it. Like, everybody
for a while,
was like,
but
what gym are you in? Like, I think it's just like for that 4 to 6 months that it captured, like, everybody's like inner child. Probably why.
I would say as far as like mainstream appeal, it's probably like a month. At most,
it was a good two because there's that. It came out like perfect time start of summer,
mm-hmm.
so I would say.
Because I can't say
June, July, or something like that.
I can't say as far as like game of the decades, like this game changed.
Well, yeah, that would be
stuff. I can't. I love Pokemon Go. Right, I still play Pokemon Go to this day, but that's mostly because I will stick with.
You still play it? You're like, I don't know if it should be on here.
No, but I mean, I'll stick with anything Pokemon. Sword and Shield, people hate that game. I'm still playing Sword and Shield. I love Pokemon, but I don't think Pokemon Go is...
I don't think it's a definitive
of the
game.
Caliber as the rest of the stuff on this list.
But I think its cultural phenomenon, again, is unmatched. And I think it's only fitting that there's a mobile game on the list, because in the past 10 years, mobile game has exploded.
Ugh.
And Pokemon Go has obviously inspired tons of copycats, spinoffs. And the game is still wildly successful. And the thing is, like, when I stopped playing it, I was like, oh, this game's dead. Well, I didn't realize it's still hugely
popular. That game has everyday player versus
and I'm one of them.
Hunting.
I'm a whale.
Yeah. So, I mean, people are still going hard. But especially that first few months, like,
what gym
you couldn't
are you?
Escape it.
Like,
yeah.
I'm Instinct. Like,
all the stories.
Idiot.
Which reminds me, my favorite content of the decade would probably be the first Twitch Plays Pokemon.
Oh, wow.
That would probably have to be my favorite content of the decade.
Wow.
I don't think I would be as into Twitch as I am now if it wasn't for Twitch Plays Pokemon.
Yeah. That was insane. Checking in every day, going on a subreddit to like see memes, seeing like watching it, participating.
Didn't like all Pokemon have like their own kind of backstory too?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They made the whole lore because like they'd be named stupid stuff too.
Yeah.
And so they'd be like, all right, what does this look like? It kind of looked like Bird Jesus. If you squinted,
Bird
like,
Jesus,
yeah, like that's Pidgeot, and you had Omanyte, because you kept trying to, they'd go in the bag and click Helix Fossil, and Oak would be like, "Now's not the time," but you're like, "We must consult the Helix, praise the, like everything at spawn." Like I was so engrossed in that.
Lord
Anytime
Helix.
I could, I just have it up, just watching like
ATV Dragon Slayer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what my content of the decade is?
What a
Coney 2010.
Oh my God.
Coney 2010. Dude,
I remember that.
That has to be. If you think
it's
about
hilarious.
It, that like swept the world. I remember like watching that. I was like, whoa. Dude,
wasn't it 2012?
That's not cool. What's going down there?
I think like, it was 2012. Yeah. Coney 2012.
Oh, was it 2012? Oh, yeah. We were in like almost juniors or seniors. I was like, whoa. I care about this.
And it's all a scam.
Yeah.
Dude, Coney 2012, bro. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I remember that. Go back to the list. This should surprise no one as well. Minecraft.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dude, Minecraft has gotten so much shit for no reason. When it's literally
true.
The game, it might be the game with the most longevity in the history of mankind. Because like, my kids are going to be playing Minecraft, dude. You can bet your ass.
100%.
I'm going to be like, bro, check out this sick game. It's so wholesome.
It's little kid
it's
Legos.
I love
it's
it.
A,
I,
it's an amazing
I
game. I love Minecraft, man.
My server is just thriving.
The thing about Minecraft, too, is it can be a game for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
No matter what you like, you can find something, do something,
build
mods.
Something.
Go out and like just that. Farm mobs, or you go out and just have like your own little farm. Hey, you know what? You know, the meat market. Try
I
to corner
that.
Be a farmer.
That'd probably be my number one.
Minecraft like without a doubt.
Undeniable.
This one, I don't know. Skyrim.
Yes.
I would put Witcher 3 over.
I can see it because it's become such a meme that not only is it obviously a great game that inspired so many others, it's literally become ubiquitous level of game.
Oh, it's
on meme internet.
Dude, I can.
I mean, for sure.
I probably put over 1,700 hours into my Skyrim in high school. Like, and that's why, like, I can't play those kind of, like, that's why I can't play Witcher. That's why I can't play a Skyrim nowadays. Because when I play a game like that, I need to do it for 10 to 12 hours. Like, I have to play that game for 10, at least 12 hours. Because then I can do, like, 3 quest lines and then, like, read everything. Oh, it's so good, dude. I love that game. Yes, that game is sick. If you, like, really dive into it, especially nowadays, because a lot of the mod community have released their own kind of expansions and that kind of stuff, the game is huge. I remember all the mods on my computer took everything. Yeah, for sure. It's longevity.
It's such a mod-friendly game. And for so many people, like Rob especially, right? You go back to the game and you can use a mod and you're basically replaying
a whole new game.
A whole different game.
I mean, I guess I look at it as a game now. For when it came out, it was great. But I look at something like Witcher that essentially took that formula and just
build on it.
Made it so much better. Because the problem about Skyrim, like people talk about like what Breath of the Wild does well. It's Breath of the Wild makes you feel like you're just a part of the world and it's reacting to you.
Mm-hmm.
Skyrim, that's not the case. You'd be doing something.
Whoa.
Like a dragon attacks a dude.
Maybe not now, but at one point, absolutely, that was Skyrim people.
That's what I'm saying. I just have a jaded look at it now, mm-hmm. looking back. Like, definitely not. And for me, honestly, so far marked the fall after that of Bethesda.
Oh, Bethesda, 100%. Well, I think Fallout 4. Fallout 4 is probably the last game that Bethesda put out. Except it...
Because, like, Skyrim, I love. Don't get me wrong. I'm just having problems seeing it. But I guess I have to understand, kind of like Dark Souls.
That's what I think it is.
It might not be the same, like, this is the best of the genre. But they also have Breath of the Wild, so I don't know. They already have an open world.
I need to beat Breath of the Wild.
But yeah, for me, I know some people like Bethesda games, but Fallout 4 was all right, but started the dip. And then after that, Fallout 76, good lord. Like, what? So I'm really hoping Elder Scrolls 6 blows us away. But I'm really worried they're going to water down the RPG aspect.
Yeah.
This one, I'll be honest, don't agree with. Like, way more than Skyrim. Portal 2.
I agree with that completely.
I know.
Portal was this huge... Portal was, like, the co-op game for a long time for me.
I love Portal, though. It's super fun.
It is fun, but...
What did it do for gaming? It was gameplay... What do you mean, what did it do? It was just... It was, like... It just... turned a puzzle game essentially at its core. It's just a puzzle game, but it made it into this such just on a completely different level creatively puzzle game. I think creatively alone, Portal 2 is one of the best games of the decade. It is not even. It's just such a good game. It's so creative. The co-op. I played the co-op with so many different people to finish it, and it was awesome every single time. And I don't know, just even from Valve, like the narrative of it is just so enthralling from Portal 1 to 2.
And I mean, I love the game too.
It's fun.
I love Portal 2.
Well, I mean,
Portal 2 is definitely in my top 10 games of the decade for me personally.
I don't know if I would just put it up there. I'd have to look at a whole thing too.
Of like all the good games that came out?
Yeah, what I would pick. This one.
There's not a lot of shooters. FPS wise,
yeah. Well, because a lot of them are so hollow. They're just like,
I mean, the biggest one has continued to be the biggest one from the previous decade, which is COD.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that and CSGO, Counter-Strike, really.
Yeah, CSGO should be on this list. I'm kind of upset that it's not.
This one, though, has been, I have to play this at some point because it only came out like a month ago. And it's won like Game of the Year awards. It's won.
Oh, is that
from certain things?
Control?
No, Disco Elysium.
Disco Elysium.
It's like an indie game that came out recently.
Put that on there?
Uh-huh. Whoa. But I've literally heard just nothing but like amazing reviews.
Wow.
And I'm like,
what is it about?
What am I missing? So they say it is the perfect punctuation mark on a decade of excellent games. It's a video game that's steeped in the past but looking towards the future. It's the kind of video game that only comes at the turn of the decade. That special time when something ends and something new is born. In this very dense role-playing game, players wake up with a killer hangover in a grungy hotel room and quickly realize they're a police officer in the hotel to solve a crime. But that's all they remember. The details of the crime and their personal life are gone, and it's up to the player to fill in the blanks.
What does it look like? Is it like a over-the-top kind of...
It's like a pixel isometric.
Maybe on stream.
And it's apparently just like heavy RPG and just... I don't know. Like, I don't know enough about it. Like, I have to play this at some point just because of, like...
Yeah, I mean, if it's on the game of the year, it came out, like, 2 years or 2 months ago.
Yeah. It's contentious. Some people are like, how could this already be on it? And some people defend it. Like, no, this is the best game of the decade. So, I'm missing something.
Apparently.
And that rounds out the list.
Oh. Yeah, only one I really probably disagree with is Portal. But then again, I probably don't know what I would put above Portal. Maybe CS. I'd probably put CS over Portal, too.
Understandable.
Yeah. I love CS.
I'm really not mad at any of these. I think the only one I don't really agree with is Pokemon Go, personally.
You still play it.
Despite Pokemon Go being the game I play the most of that list, right?
Well, you still play it.
But I don't. But that's more to do with Pokemon than it has to do with Pokemon Go. Personally.
Yeah.
Like, as a game by itself, Pokemon Go isn't like, oh, yeah, this shaped the decade. It's more like, oh, it's a franchise that I've been invested in since the 90s. Like,
you know what franchise I've been supporting since the 90s? Our Patreon.
That was a good try.
Wait a minute.
Let's go ahead and thank, though, of course.
Oh, yes.
Our
the Stag stands. Omega Sa, Big Sexy Arts, though.
The Stag, Big Sexy Omega Arts, and Safe. Thank
really
you very much.
Really appreciate you guys. I have three questions from for today's episode.
We'll have to rapid fire because we...
Yeah. Jameson Tanner, what are the stories behind your gamer tags? I will start. My name is Robert, and my last name starts with a V. So everybody was making cool Twitter hashtags and or usernames in high school. Like my friend Connor was Big Coco. Cool. And then
that's sick.
Mickey was Fat Mick 123, and then my stepbrother Mitch was Steezy Main. So I was like Rabby V. I made that my gamer tag after like OMG, it's mods. No. Like after I scammed a kid, I was like, I'll make it Rabby V today. Then never changed it. What about you, Blue? What's the story behind Blue Westlow?
Actually, obviously blue is my favorite color, right? So yeah, oh cool, blue. Westlow is actually from Yu-Gi-Oh. It's a card from one of my favorite decks. I used to play so much Yu-Gi-Oh back in the day. I would even like go to, I was basically a neckbeard, and I would go to all these different like locals and have fun and just play cards and fucking duel that shit out. And my favorite deck to use was the Evil deck. And the main card, the engine that kind of like summons monsters and like really gets, you know, stuff on the field is this card called Evil Tile Westlow, which is like this little like mutant iguana, which has nothing to do with Penguin. So my favorite color is blue, and Westlow was just was my favorite card in that deck. So I named myself Blue Westlow.
Nice.
Mr. Fruit is an iteration on my previous name, a bowl of fruit, because it was my old YouTube channel. I had to make a new one. Wanted to keep the brand a little bit.
Yep.
And I couldn't think of anything, so I was Mr. Fruit.
It's been history ever since.
Yep. And it literally goes back from a bowl of fruit because I like to eat fruit.
Okay. Let's see. This one is from Angel Fire. What is the dumbest thing that you've ever spent money on, and how much was it? I will start, and the people are going to get sick. And I'm kind of, I kind of kick myself, but like I've had offers for it for more than I paid for it. So it's okay.
Cases.
No, but kind of, but not really. I bought a Supreme box logo hoodie that I wanted. This hoodie's like 8 years old. It's in perfect condition. And I've wanted it since I was like 12 or 13 when I knew like Supreme was a thing. And I never was able to get one. I spent is. I spent $1,600 on it.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait, what? How much did you spend on it?
I spent $1,600 on it.
A sweatshirt.
Yes.
What?
I have had an offer, though. Someone wanted to buy it for me from $2,400.
Are you going
to
sell it?
No. I mean, at some point, maybe. But like now,
oh
no.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's that, you know, the one I'm wearing in the Smash video, Blue, where it says like, it's all it says is Supreme, and it's like a kind of a purple
I didn't even know
line.
That was a Supreme hood. I didn't even know that was a Supreme anything. I just thought it was a...
Rob's pissed.
Why did I buy it then? What is the point?
Okay, I'm sorry, but like at no point did I think, oh my god, that's a Supreme hoodie. No, I was just like, oh, it's a hoodie.
Yes. Yes. And that's probably why it's the stupidest thing I ever bought, because really nobody knows what it is except for probably me.
If you're happy with it, it's not stupid.
But I'm not happy with it is the kind of thing.
But like, it's I didn't even know it was a Supreme thing. And
yeah, I look at it and I'm like, it was something, I don't know why I bought it, dude. I was in a weird place. I thought like, I don't know. I was like ultra depressed and I was like, maybe like if I buy this hoodie, I'll be happy. And I wasn't. So
it didn't work.
Yeah. That's probably stupid. That's probably the most money in the stupidest thing I bought that cost that much. Or my GTX 2080 Ti. That was pretty stupid. That was like $2,100. And it's like, I still don't use my ray tracing. So like, why the hell did I buy it?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I have, because I can't think of one. There's not one that immediately sticks out.
That's a good thing, then.
Because like, I mean, I've spent a lot on League of Legends, but I don't...
You don't regret it.
I don't regret it.
You don't think it's stupid.
I mean, maybe that other people might think that.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe League.
Yeah.
I don't know. I probably almost put in 3,000 at this point.
Wow. Yeah. But that's over like a year, like 15.
7, 8 years, yeah. Something like that.
It's not bad.
For like my most played game ever. Yeah. Like, I don't regret it. Screw it, dude.
Yeah.
What about you, Blue? Do you have anything that you can think of?
Yeah, it's sitting on my table right now.
Oh.
It's this fucking $500 Hawkmoon replica I bought. It was so sick. And yeah. I remember buying it and I was like, oh my God, this thing's so sick. And now I'm just...
You just look at it. I'm with you, dude.
It's the $500 paperweight.
Yeah. I do that too. I look at my hoodie. It's in my closet. I'm just like, what did I do? Why did I buy this?
So is it sick? This thing is tight. But it's like, I'm not going to go cosplaying. I'm not going to be like, guys, look at my cool Hawkmoon replica.
Hey, dude, that's sick. You got some extra points for me.
Hell yeah. I'll probably end up giving it to someone one day because... I mean,
it can be a family heirloom.
Yeah. Maybe we'll give it away or something in our charity stream.
Dad, what's this? It's a Hawkmoon. What? Is that kind of Fortnite?
I thought of something.
Okay, you're freaking me out.
It wasn't very expensive.
Okay.
Maybe it was like $30 or something.
Okay.
This is back early high school, I think. I bought this thing called a Scooty.
Scooty?
What? Mm-hmm. Probably never heard of it.
No, that's why I said Scooty.
I was like, this is sick. This is the future. And wore it to school, and people were like, what is that? I was like, you don't get it, dude. It's the future. It's a scarf and a hoodie.
Oh,
God.
So it's literally like a scarf, but with a hoodie attachment.
That sounds so dumb.
Yikes.
Yeah.
You wore that?
Yeah.
Good thing I didn't see you that day.
Yeah, that one was a...
I would have
was a bust. Yeah. I don't know why. I think I saw something on it, and I was a sucker.
Was the girl who like said, what'd you do with your hair? Was she like, what'd you do with that scarf?
Yeah. What is that? It's a Scooty, dude. I mean, it was pretty convenient, but...
not practical.
No. No, it certainly wasn't a fashion statement.
Yeah. Last one from Blake Russell. What are your New Year's resolutions? Thought this would be a good one to end on This is our last episode of the decade, by the way. The last GG over easy of the decade.
Can't believe we've been going for a decade.
I know. Crazy. Damn, crazy. It's crazy how a decade flies by on this podcast. Yeah.
Averaging 2 podcasts a year. Let's go.
I think my New Year's resolution is just you keep doing the things that like I find peace with, you know, things that bring peace into my life, like just put my more focus into that instead of the things that make me upset and stuff like that. I think I've been a lot better at finding whatever gives me peace and putting my energy and time into that, because I notice when I put time and energy into things that give me peace, more peace and happiness comes from that. So that's what I'm going to be working on, is working on things and finding more things.
Star Wars.
Right, the opposite.
Blue, what about you?
Fruit, what about you?
I will say I don't do New Year's resolutions.
Really?
Yep. I don't really do them either.
If I come across something I want to change, I just start it.
Yeah.
Like last year, like my workout.
Yeah.
It was April. I wasn't like, I'm going to wait or I'll do this. I just like starts now.
Yeah.
So for me, yeah, because I think some people fall in the pitfall too. Like, oh, I've started the year off wrong. Or, oh, it's too late now. I can't do it. Pick it up at any point.
Yeah.
Start it.
So. Whenever I make New Year's resolutions, I never do them. So then I get discouraged because I never do them. Yeah. So now I just kind of sad. Like.
Yeah.
Now I just like, I fucking suck. So instead of doing that, I'm just like, you know what? If I do it, I do it. I'm not going to be like, hey, so in the new year, we're doing this.
Yeah. Bring it on. Nice dab.
Shut up. You missed one, though. Like, you were looking down at it.
I was. Yeah, thanks for that. And does that round out this episode?
It does.
Episode 20 of the GG Over Easy podcast. Went a little long. Hopefully that makes up, at least for your the audio listeners.
Whenever you do get this.
God, I just thought about it, too. What? For the people that don't want to hear the Star Wars, it's going to be like, in the 20-minute mark, I'm going to be like, skip to hour and 10-minute mark. Like,
skip to the end of the podcast. It's over.
Like, if you don't want to hear about it, it's like
you're not listening to 2/3 of the podcast. Yeah. You're not listening to this episode.
And we could have talked about it more. Obviously,
I could have talked a lot more.
Because we care about it.
There's a lot of things I'm sure I missed.
And we care about you guys. So thank you very much for rating us the only 8-star podcast in the known multiverse.
Because
it's a thing.
It's so, just a film theory.
Well, we'll see you next week. And hopefully, audio listeners, you're listening to this.
Yeah, you'll get it at some point, right?
Probably. I don't know.
I don't even either.
But
I'm sure I'll get the 80 tweets about it.
Yeah. But that means you guys care. So thank you. Happy New Year. Love you guys. Talk to you in the next one. See you.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.